TV wall that you can see when trainers and syndicators buy a horse, you'll be able to go around and get their mobile number. If you'd like that horse being sold, you can go and give the trainer or the syndicator a ring straight away, and you've got the opportunity to perhaps to get on board and buy a share, on a horse you've picked out yourself at the sale.
Great initiative, that one for sure. All right, so repeating again, the English Classic sale begins at 5 p.m. tonight. There'll be 150 lots going through tonight. Sunday, 9 a.m. start with 300 yearlings going through, and then Monday, 9 a.m. start till around 2 p.m, and then you'll be able to get to Randwick for the very latest there. Jonathan, thank you for that, and we'll stay in contact.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks, Ray. Thanks,
Jonathan Darcy. Now, stick around, Ray, because after the scratchings, I'm going to go through the scratchings now. We'll have a chat with Michael Beattie head off.
Yep.
Port Macquarie, so let's look at all these scratchings. Port Macquarie, fine and a good four. In fact, Ray, just put your feet up on the desk there and you'll be comfortable. Fine and a good four, the rail at four. Race one, number three, Hey Billy Boy, four Smart Ali and 10 Miss Minka. That's 3, 4 and 10 out of the first. Race two, number five, Tyre Coney, number five. The third, number four, Mystery, number four. Race four, number four, I Might Be a Winner, number four. Race five, The Emergency Has Come Out Here, number 12, Dolphin Tail, number 12. Race six, number five, Torfic Boy and six, Toast, 5 and 6. And race seven, number 9, Penny Alla. That's race seven, number 9. That's Port Macquarie, the first today at 2:46. Now, it was originally a non-tab. It's now become a tab program. That's Walker. It's fine and a good three. They've got about 32 degrees at Walker today. Only five races, as I say. It was a non-tab that's now a tab. These are the three scratchings. Race two, number 4, Danish Design. Race two, number 4. Race 4, number 3, Zariz Daughter, number 3. And race 5, The Emergency, number 13, Testamentor. So 2, 4, 4, 3 and 5, 13. The Walker form, I'm not too sure, has it made the paper or not? Yeah,
so too late for print that it was
exactly
transferred
so
to a tab meeting.
If you after the Walker form, go to racingaustralia.com.au and go to New South Wales and you'll be able to print off that form for Walker. Let's go to Caulfield in Melbourne now. A huge day there with the Group 1 running of the CF4. They've got about 26 degrees. So as David Hayes rubbed it in, they're going to be about 20 degrees lighter in Melbourne, the western suburbs today. They've got a good 3, Rail True. They put 8 millimetres on yesterday through irrigation. Race 1, take out 10, Olanera, number 10. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 8, Sharif's Choice, number 8. Race 4, number 9, Jukamus, number 9. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 5, Miss Promiscuity. Race 6, number 5. Races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, take out 4, Rocket Commander, and 11, Jinx, 4 and 11. That's the information for Caulfield. Now, it's a warm day in Brisbane. The humidity not as fierce as what we've got it. They're still expecting, though, 36 degrees. It's fine and a good 4. The rail at 5 metres and the penetrometer 5.41. Obviously, these are an hour behind, so these are the current scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 2, Bodega Negra and 10 Outstrip, 2 and 10. Race 3, number 2, Mini Meld, 7, I'm a Showman, 10, Gregory, 11, Hidden Light and 16, Dezette. 2, 7, 10, 11 and 16. At the moment, race 4 is clear. Race 5 at Doomben, 1, Craigley Deacon, 10, Stonecast and 13, Spiral. 1, 10 and 13 are out of the 5th. Race 6 at the moment is clear. Race 7 at Doomben, 7, Worthy Hero and 11, Norsch Wanstein. 7 and 11 out of the 7th. Race 8, number 9, Delphin Elf and 12, Denarius. 9 and 12. And race 9, 2 Siegfried, 5 Band of Spice, 10 Mana Manu, 11 Sorority Sister, and 16 I'm Alone. 2, 5, 10, 11, and 16. That's Doomben today, and those times actually have changed from the times that were originally set. The first race at Doomben, our time now, is at 1:25. The second is at 2 o'clock. The third is at 2:35, race four at 10 minutes past three, Race 5 at 3:45, Race 6 at 4:25, Race 7 at 5:05, Race 8 at 5:45, and Race 9 now at 6:20. So there, new times set for Doomben Racing today, the first at 1:25. And finally, we're going to Morfordville in Adelaide, and the conditions there simply say hot. The track is a good 4, and 5 millimetres was placed on yesterday. As I say, a good 4, and these are interim scratchings now for Morfordville. Race 1, number 2, Our Lucky Omens is out number 2. Race 2, number 5, Counterpulse is out number 5. The third, number 9, Uncle Buck and 10 Raindrops on Roses, 9 and 10. Race 4, number 5, Puzlow, 9, MBC Lil, 11, Cabinet, 13, She's Starstruck, 14, Tacker Red, and the Emergency, 16 and 17. 5, 9, 11, 13, 14, 16 and 17, all out of the fourth. Race 5 is clear, race 6 at Morfordville, 1, Castor, 7, Nick Nias, 8, R. Lee, 1, 7 and 8. And race 7 is clear, and race 8 at Morfordville, take out 9, This Kid Rocks, and the Emergencies 15 and 16, 9, 15 and 16. So they're the scratchings for Morfordville. A hot day there, the track rated good. For our Sky Sports Radio audience, we'll be previewing with Peter Ellis Morfordville at 11 o'clock this morning, and that'll be followed by Steve Moran looking at Caulfield at about 10 past 11. A break here on Sky Sports Radio, Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We'll come back in a moment and have a chat with Michael Beattie at Grafton.
We're getting ready. Gonna look out west. Everyone's on their way
to the championship. Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The Country Championships are coming to Dubbo.
Come on, come on, come on.
All the horses in fashion. It's a cool hip race to play.
The Championships, Dubbo, Sunday, February 19.
Don't miss the next superstar to emerge from WA. Head west and find it yourself at the Magic Millions Perth Yearling Sale at Belmont Park on February 20 and 21. Recent graduates of the sale include Group 1 winners Lucky Grey, Magnificio, Moment of Change and the mighty Blackheart Bar. The 2017 catalogue features 368 outstanding lots by 72 individual sires, from local champions to Australia's best. And don't miss the Magic Millions WA Race Day at Pinjarra on February 11. Featuring $400,000 in Magic Millions features for 2 and 3 year olds. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Astivita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. Astivita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. Astivita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's Astivita.com.au.
Devilhouse.com's latest bloodstock auction catalogue is online now. Join us and bid from wherever you are, whether at home, out and about, or on the farm. Hurry, bidding closes this Monday at 7 p.m. Visit gavelhouse.com to start bidding.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ Saturday. Ray Thomas is just staying with us here to have a chat with Michael Beattie, the CEO of the Clarence River Jockey Club at Grafton, repeating that news that tomorrow the Country Championship qualifier is now postponed from Sunday to Monday. Good morning to you, Mike.
Yes, good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Michael.
Just take us through your temperatures on the Northern Rivers, Mike.
Oh, well, it's been pretty horrendous most of the week, Andrew, up around the 40-degree mark. But our biggest issue, or my biggest issue, probably came Monday night when AccuWeather, which is a website that I have plenty of trust in, pushed Grafton out to 46 degrees as the predicted temperature for tomorrow. Now, they had played with that a little bit through the week. We got down to 44 and then a predicture of 43. We even got down as low as 40 on Thursday, and I was pretty happy with that because it was heading in the right direction. And then yesterday it spiked back to be a predicted temperature on Sunday of 43 degrees. And for the only time, even when it was 46, they hadn't added this comment, but they actually added a comment, could be dangerous for outdoor activities. Once I read that, I was straight on to Racing New South Wales and said, we, I am sure, now need a contingency plan to do something with the country championships meeting.
Yeah, understand. We can fully, you know, as is what's happened with Randwick, we can fully understand these decisions. What's the forecast for Monday?
Absolutely magnificent day here at Grafton on Monday. Just a very pleasant 29 degrees. I suppose after the week, the last couple of weeks that we had, that will have many people heading for their jumpers and coats. But no, it'll be an absolutely gorgeous day. I have no doubt about that. We've very much followed the lead of the ATC, and we push back with the assistance of Racing New South Wales. Our first race won't kick off till 3:25. Our championship heat is going to be run at 5:55, so that will give all those people locally here in the Grafton region that unfortunately have to work on Monday the opportunity to leave work, come out to the races, watch the country championship heat. We're again, like the ATC, it's going to be a free gate, no charges, going to give free use of the member stand as well, which is our big air-conditioned grandstand there. And importantly, if they leave work quickly enough, they can get out and watch Winx, who'll go around just 15 minutes before our country championship heat. I just hope that all those interviews with the connections of Winx don't lead right into our race. So just try and remember, after you've watched Winx, find your way to the window to have something on something in the country championship heat at Graft.
No, well said, Michael. Michael, just I suppose that it's a proactive move and no one's complaining. You had no other choice, really. But I guess the downside for the club is you would have had a huge day tomorrow in terms of businesses and parties and luncheons, etc. Can you transfer some of those across to Monday?
Look, Ray, we probably could have, but to be absolutely honest with you, we've taken the view not to do that. This particular meeting for the Clarence River Jockey Club, even before the country championships came into being, was a meeting called the Blues, Brews and Barbecues. So it was a very well patronised meeting by a lot of people that don't always come to the races because of the blues music concept. Mm-hmm. So even though it's going to be very hot here in Grafton, I've got to say that our West Lawn, where we run this big entertainment day, is very well shaded. We've got a number of large trees. If there is going to be a breeze anywhere in Grafton, it'll be there. So we are still going to push on with the Blues, Brews and Barbecues. The gates will open at 12 o'clock tomorrow. The music will start at 12:30, and we'll still be there till about 9:30 at night. So it's going to be still a pretty busy day for us. It means we've got two venues to look after in 2 days rather than just the one.
Oh, it's fantastic. It'll be fantastic. You've been able to do that tomorrow. And then the big day, the country championship qualifier, the first
terrific
of our qualifiers.
Heat.
Yeah, it is a great heat. 5 to 6 on Monday with the first at 3:25. Mike, we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Andrew. See you, Ray.
Thanks, Michael.
Michael Beattie, the CEO there at Grafton. As I say, tomorrow, for our Sky Sports Radio audience, the wrap, our summer show, is on tomorrow between 9 and 10. It was going to be the return of Thoroughbred Weekly on TV and radio, but there's no Thoroughbred Weekly tomorrow. But on radio, you'll be able to listen to get the latest on Grafton, Randwick, Wyong, all the other, the summary of whatever unfolds today on the wrap between 9 and 10 tomorrow morning. Ray, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
and being
Andrew.
A part of our hour there. You've got plenty to do with the paper and getting it all
fill
together.
Fill up these pages now. So.
Yeah, for the next few days. You've got plenty of good stuff today. They'll be out of Caulfield in particular.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Now, how do we do this? We normally would say, Ray, it's just going to be ugly. You're getting off for our TV. You're going to have to stand up. No, well, we can't. Please just stay on the TV shot because I want to see if the wider shot gets Ray's shorts in. Okay? Thanks. Thanks, Ray. Ray Thomas joining us there as we welcome in now our Port Macquarie experts for the next 50 or 40 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it takes us. We're going to help you with Port Macquarie and then Walker today. And joining us is race caller Anthony Collins. Morning to you, Anthony.
A very good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, to the big stage today at Port Macquarie with 7 events on the card. And look, there's some good little races here today, so we'll do our best to find a winner.
We did fix up Ray, by the way, there too, when he left. The shorts were seen. Priscilla Schmidt has driven from Walker back to home, and she's done the form. Priscilla, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Anthony. Yeah, certainly a late call-up last night to get the job done here, but warm conditions were set down for, but the tracks would race terrific.
Yeah, there's meant to be a northeasterly change in the middle of the afternoon, so hopefully that will make it a bit cooler. And the markets are up with tab.com.au. Glenn Munsey's with us. Good morning to you, Munns.
Oh, good morning, Andrew. Beautiful shot there of Ray getting up from the desk there. Some stylish camera work being done. And good news, Andrew, when I woke up this morning to hear that you and Ray had shorts on. I felt like rolling back over and going to bed.
No, we're very comfortable about this race day for sure. All right, let's get cracking with Anthony and Priscilla. And I've got Ray's tips as well to pass on. So, Glenn, give us the market here for the first. A couple of very interesting types running here.
Yeah, the McGuigan BMW since 1977, maiden plate here at Port, over 1,008 metres, and we start with Killy's Culture, who's a $7 chance. Lord Foz at $61. Hey Billy Boy is a scratching. The deductions here, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. These markets actually went up last night. Smart Ali is a scratching, 17 cents a win and 15 cents a place. Then we go to Tiger's Image at $14. Now, I've got to get this one right. It's Dabalon Kimura as a $21 chance. Heart of Silver at 14. Unique Miss has a nasal strip on today and will carry concussion plates on the front, and it's a $31 chance. Look and Listen, the first starter for Chris Liege, is a $2 favourite. Miss Sminka is a scratching, no deduction. Then we go down to Shake Her Bonbon with the blinkers off and the cross noseband off at $4.40. Pix Pearl is a $41 chance. Lap Luck is 10. And Smile For Me Maud with the blinkers on today at $61. As you could fully expect, not a great deal of activity here on the first. But as I say, it'll all change when our experts tell us what they like, Andrew.
All right, Priscilla, how do you see the first here? Are you going to go with the horse that we spoke with Chris Lees about a little while earlier, Look and Listen?
Yeah, I think he finds a nice race now with a couple of these scratchings coming out. I have settled on the way of 9, 11, 13 and 7. Look and Listen on top for me. She's been well trolled up leading into this. I know she's gone a little bit awkward over the 1,000 metres, but I just think she's settled midfield. She's been pushed along, so she's been tested in the barrier trial. She's well bred and it doesn't look to be an overly strong form race on paper. So a nice race to resume in here. The 11 in Shake Her Bonbon, the former Victorian having the first run for the new yard, bit of a gear change there with the blinkers and the crossover noseband coming off. She didn't have the best of luck in her three career starts, but to say the least, she certainly wasn't far away. She's 50 days between the runs. The 13 in Lap Luck, he's still learning what it's all about. We've seen him in the yard at Taree last time out, and he was quite above himself. He was wide in the run. He was only beaten the two lengths. Still, he's getting better with the race experience, and I think an inside gate is a big plus for him. And the 7 in Heart of Silver, got a bit of a watch around this mare. She's only had the one trial that was at Wyong back in October. She was beaten about the 3.4 length, but she wasn't asked for too much of an effort. She's in the Ross Dick yard and she's drawn well here. 9, 11, 13 and 7 in the first.
Anthony, how do you see it?
Yeah, well, I agree with Priscilla entirely there with Look and Listen. 9, 6, 11 and 1. And look, I think Look and Listen's a ready-made racehorse here. She's by Hitchinbrook. She's a first starter for Chris Lees. Aaron Bullock's on and look, she's had the 6 trials to date. She's placed in a few of them, including a runner-up in that Newcastle trial over the 800 back last time out. So, as we mentioned, she's ready-made. She's seen plenty of the racetrack, and I think she'll be winning the first. Look, to defeat the 6, which is Dabalon Kimura, comes up with a good gate here in alley number 1, gets back to the 1,000 here after contesting a 1,200-metre race at Taree last start. Was runner-up at Tuncurry behind Emperor B back 2 starts to go over this strip. Chloe Baker's on to claim 3. Throwing number 11, which is Shaker Bonbon, which is a former Victorian, did place 3rd at its first attempt. That was back 3 starts to go at Mowi. It's had 50 days off and it's now a member of the Barry Ratcliffe stable up there at Kempsey. Blink has come off. And also the 1, Kelly's Culture, a little bit of value there perhaps. Who was booked for a run at about the 200 at Taree, beaten 2.4 into 8th placing over the 1,000 back last time out, was relatively luckless in the home straight. Matthew McGurran's on, one of our leading riders. So 9, 6, 11 and 1 to the opener.
Ray Thomas also likes Look and Listen, makes it his best bet of the day, number 9, to beat 5-1 and 11. 9-5-1-11 for Ray in race 1. Race 2, the BMW Performance here, Glenn. It's over the sprint trip, 1,008 metres.
Yeah, it's a benchmark 60, Andrew, where Emperor of Oz is a $4.60 chance. Charlie Bear down from Grafton, the $2.40 favourite. Amalak Bobby at $5.50. Sathali is a $7.50 chance. Tia Coney came out this morning, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Natadola for Paul Perry at $4.60. And Flick Pass, with the tongue tie off and the winkers taken off, is a $26 chance. Couple of handy little netties going around here in the second.
Priscilla, how do you see it?
Yeah, only a small field to go around here in the second, but you can certainly make a case for a few of these runners, a few nice types going around here. I have settled on the way of 1, 2, 3, and 6. Emperor Boz on top for me. He was very impressive at Barrable in the Philip Hughes Memorial. 3 starts to go to win by 3.5 lengths. He went to Boston, didn't have the best of luck. He was back and wide under the big weight behind Tickling. He then went to Grafton. It was a slick field. They run fast time. They run home in 33.86. He settled at the back of the field. He was working to the line well, only beaten the 2.7 lengths. He's had the 4 attempts at Port Macquarie for 2 wins and 2 seconds. Chloe Baker will take the 3 kilos off. I know he creeps up in the weight. He's up 8 kilos from his last start performance, but he has carried weight throughout his career. And I just think the key with him is a good gait, getting back to a track that he races very well on. The 2, Charlie Bear, I thought she was terrific first up. She settled in behind the leaders. She was only beaten 1.9 lengths into third. She didn't see out the 12.50 at Bucknell, led the mark. She grinded away, 2.5 lengths. She's only a 3-year-old filly. She's won the 5 from 10. She's drawn the inside and gets the 2 kilos off here for Jackson Murphy. The 3 in Amalak Bobby, he's another horse that loves Port Macquarie, placing the 3 from 3. He's a horse that likes to get his toe in the ground, but he is a winner on one occasion on a good track, and that was 3 starts ago at the Gold Coast over the 900 metres. He covered ground last time out at Grafton over the 1,100 to be beaten the 2.4 lengths. Matty McGarren goes back aboard here today. I think you'll see an improved run in the 16 Natadola. Done a good job to win at Tamworth 2 starts ago and was only beaten the 2.9 lengths of Port Macquarie. He last start to finish 4th behind Dubai Side, up 2 kilos, but racing well. 1, 2, 3, and 6.
Anthony, race 2.
Yeah, I've come up with 2, 1, 3, and 4. Look, I've got a big rep on Charlie Bear, and look, she's won 5 out of the 10 career starts to date and placed on a further 2 occasions. And I just think that 1250 metre trip at Ballina the last time out just told on to the last furlong or so. And look, I know she was only beaten 2.5, but she gets back to 1,000 here. I think that's the big key. And look, she really had to work hard and through the first 250 metres of that race. Voltaire Lumiere, which is an above average performer up on the Northern Rivers, came out and won that. And look, it'll go on with the job, obviously, Voltaire Lumiere. Versace's another one coming out of that race with Joby Wood. So that was a hot little field. But you go back to the start before that, she was 3rd at Ballina, behind High Sexy, which has gone on with a job. That was over the 1,000, and she's got a good little record prior to that. And she comes up with outing number 1, and Jackson Murphy's claiming 2 kgs off her back, gets her back down to 61 kgs, and look, I think she'll get every chance from the inside alley. So Charlie Bear for mine, to defeat the one which is Emperor of Oz. Look, he goes up 10 kgs on that last start performance there at Grafton. He wasn't beaten that far, and as Priscilla alluded, he won the Philip Hughes Memorial in fine style at Barraville back 3 starts ago. He's got a good record. He's won 7 out of 43, and Chloe Baker will claim 3 kgs off his back. And look, he's got a good record here on the Port Macquarie track as well. He's had the 2 goes on the track and distance for a win and a runner-up. So Emperor of Oz to run 2nd. 3rd, throwing the 3, which is Amalak Bobby. Got another very good record here on the Port Macquarie surface. Matthew McGowan's on for Danielle Cunningham from Grafton. Not beaten far behind Dan Shell, beaten 2.4 back over the 1,100 back last start at Grafton. Was a Gold Coast winner back 3 starts to go. And also throwing the 4, which is Sathali, goes into this 3rd up. So 2, 1, 3 and 4 to race 2.
Ray Thomas likes number 6 to be 2, 1 and 3. 6, 2, 1 and 3 in race 2. Race 3, the BMW Summer Sales, 2015-metre race here. Glenn, what's the market for race 3? And well done to the guys at Tab 2. I know they work late into the night with all of these changes, but to have markets up for this meeting is a big asset for the listener and punter.
Yeah, Andrew, and hopefully they're not too far away from getting Walker up as well, changed to a TAB meeting today. And while we're speaking about meetings going on, best of luck to all the people at Braidwood today. Now, it's Braidwood Cup Day. They've put the first back to 4:30 today. They've spent an enormous amount of money down there at Braidwood, I think in the vicinity of $40,000-odd improving the track and the rail and everything like that. So the first race is at 4:30 this afternoon, and a massive day, Andrew, for Johnny Scores, because young Patrick, the son of John, has his first ride today at Braidwood, and he's come up with four rides on the card there today. So best of luck to Johnny and Patrick having his first ride on Braidwood Cup Day today.
Yeah, good luck to them for sure. Good luck to the whole Scores family.
Yeah, and Tumut, of course, being off today. Let's hope they get another meeting for down there. So let's move along to the third. It's a benchmark 51, Andrew, this 2015 metre race here. We start with Able Chap as a $5.50 chance. Ride to Redemption is the $2.50 favourite. Far Out at $3. Mystery came out this morning, 3 cents a winner, nothing the place. Starfest at $5.50. The Blues Brother is an $18 chance. Australia Art at $21. Dancing Magic at $26. And Tester's Call is a $71 chance. Over to you guys.
Priscilla?
3, 2, 5, and 1 for me. I'm with Far Out here. His winning strike rate isn't the best, but I thought he'd run well at Muswellbrook 2 starts ago when he finished second, only beating the 2.5 lengths over the 1,500. He then went to Rose Hill in a TAB Highway race. He was beaten the 4.8 length. I know he's yet to be proven over the distance. He's placed on one occasion, but I've got him on top for the simple fact I can't find a lot of speed in the race. The rail's out here today. Perhaps he rolls along in his home track where he has placed on both occasions. I think he'll take a little bit of beating here. The 2 in Ride to Redemption. Nice to see him break his maiden at Port Macquarie last start over the 2,000. He'd been racing very consistent prior to his win. I just think he's harshly weighted going up the 4.5 kilos. And he is up in grey, but he's a winner at the trip. He's fit, and he'll be there for a long way. The 5 in Starfest, the fact that there's a lack of speed in the race probably doesn't really suit him down to the ground. He's been a horse that's really wanted to over-race throughout his career. He's had the 2 goes over the 2,000 metres, which have been his last 2 starts at Taree, and he's been in genuine run races. He goes up the 4 kilos, but he's drawn the inside, so perhaps he finds cover early in the piece. And the top in, Able Chap, he's been racing well. He goes to the 2,000 here for the first time. He was beaten the 2.5 lengths at Lismore last time out over the 1,500. He come against the pattern on that day. He settled at the back of the field and made nice ground. He goes up the 3 kilos to the 61. But he's a big, strong type. My only concern is going up in weight and the fact that he goes up in distance. My numbers for race 3, 3, 2, 5, and 1.
How about you, Anthony?
Yeah, we've come up with the same first four, slightly different orders, 3, 5, 2, 1 here. And look, I like the 3 Far Out as well. And as Priscilla alluded, he's had the 2 goes here on his home track, finished in the top 3 on both occasions, contested a TAB Highway back last time out, beating 4.8. The start before that was Brave at Muswellbrook, runner-up behind Big Albert. That was over the 1,500. Indeed, both of those starts were. Gets to the 2,000 here, which has placed before. And look, I think that longer trip will suit him down to the ground on his home track here. Aaron Bullock's on. So Far Out for mine. To defeat the 5, which is Starfest. Look, Starfest has been ticking over quite impressively this campaign and gets out to the 2,000 here once again. And look, last 2 starts have been good, both at Taree. Runner-up back 2 starts to go behind Lob and Dynamite in that race where Lob and Dynamite raced away and led by about 15 lengths. Was with the margin abbreviated, pegged it back to 7 on the peg, and last time out was good as well. You placed 3rd behind Lob and Dynamite again, and the Bohemian comes up with good gate here, alley number 1 over the 2,000, and look, Stephen Tracy's on once again, so I'll throw it in for 2nd. Number 2, Rider Redemption, as Priscilla alluded as well, goes up 4.5 kgs on that win here at Port Macquarie. That was in a class 1 and maiden over the 2,000, so it's nice and fit. Despite going up that 4.5 kgs, I think it'll be right in the finish. And also the one which is Able Chap. Look, loomed large at about the 100, beaten 4.2, 2 starts ago here on this track, over 1,500, and did place at Lismore last time out. 3, 5, 2, and 1 to the 3rd.
Yeah, boxing similar numbers. Ray and Priscilla are in exactly the same way. 3 to beat 2, 5, and 1 in race 3 at Port Macquarie. 3, 2, 5, and 1. Race 4, Glenn. This is the start of the Quaddy with a 7-race card. The John Oxley at 4.41 today.
Yeah, it's a maiden here over 1,510, and Mount Darra is the toppie here as a $3.80 chance. Powercraft, the favourite, at $2.30. Secret D is a $35 chance. I May Be a Winner is a scratching, so it won't be, and no deduction taken there. Found My Hula at $12. I Choose Freedom at $7.50. Miss Huda Bell is a $41 chance. One More Melody is also a $41 chance. Princess Patton at $8. The Sickness is at $18. And Up There Kiwana is at $11. Guys?
1, 2, 6, and 5 for me. I've got Mount Darra on top. I know he's had a few chances, but he has placed from 3 from 9. Hasn't had the best of luck throughout his career. He failed at Tuncurry 2 starts ago. He just really didn't handle the surface on that occasion. He then went to Tari, had a nice hit in behind the speed with the claim. He's only beaten the 1.9 length into fourth. I think stepping up to the 1,500, perhaps he rolls along, getting fitter all the time and coming out of strong races. Taking nothing away from the 2-inch power class, being a big watch in the race. Keen to have a look at how he does parade. I'd like these 2 barrier trials leading into this. He's just given a squeeze in his most recent one, but that was at Newcastle over the 1,200 in an open heat. He goes first up 1,500, but he's drawn well, and he's the form around him from last preparation and even the preparation before, that is terrific, and it should stand up here today. The 6 in I Choose Freedom, getting better all the time, was well beaten first up at Coffs Harbour over the 1,300. Showed a lot of improvement when stepping to the 1,400 at Grafton last start. Led them up, was only beaten a 2.4 length into fourth. Gets a claim, so drops the 2 kilos and drawn the inside. And the 5 in Found My Hula. She's a big step mare. She's getting better all the time. She's been a little bit hit and miss. She's stepping straight to the 1,500 from the 1,100. But she's placed on 2 from the 8. She's just slowly starting to put it all together. 1, 2, 6, and 5.
Yeah, well, I've come up with Found My Hula, 5, 2, 1, and 6 here. And look, I think you hit the nail on the head, Priscilla, when you said that she's getting better all the time, Found My Hula. Last 2 starts have been really good. She did place 3rd at Tari back over the 1,257, 2 starts back. She got a long way back and she charged to the line. She actually hit the front inside the 200 and Happy and Hamoon Bridge claimed her when they swooped home down the outside. Look, she comes up with a good gate, Alley 3. And Raymond Spokes is on once again for Brett Bellamy. And look, she's placed 2 from 4 this time in. And I think the distance really suits her getting out to the 1,500 here. So Found My Hula for mine to defeat the 2, which is Powercraft, another runner coming up with a good gate. Wasn't beaten far in a couple of starts back last preparation. Goes into this with 3 solid trials underneath its belt and gets to the 1,500 here first up. And look, it's been in and out. There's obviously a couple of reasons why Chris Lees puts it back out, brings it back in. And look, with those couple of trials underneath its belt, I think it'll be cherry ripe for this Powercraft. Throwing number 1, which is Mount Darra. Wasn't beaten far at Tari. 1.9 was the margin there over the 1,257 in that Milk and Brandy race at Tari last time out. Settled over on the inside into fourth placing and boxed on okay. Placed 3 from 9 and also the 6 goes in here as well, which is I Choose Freedom. That was an improved effort at Grafton last time out, beaten 2.4 into fourth. The numbers to the first leg of the Quaddy, 5, 2, 1, and 6.
Ray Thomas likes Powercraft number 2 for Chris Lees to beat 6, 5, and 1. 2, 6, 5, and 1. All our experts there boxing up similar numbers in the first leg of the Quaddy today at Port Macquarie. Hey, Glenn.
Yes, Andrew.
We're up to race 5. If you can please give us the market here.
Andrew, you know that I give you everything and I give you my all each and every time we are together here on Sky Sports Radio, because that's the sort of man that I am. And race 5 is the BMW Premium Selection Class 3 here, and it's over 1,510 and one of the most competitive betting races of the day here. We'll start with Glitra as a $4.80 chance. Explosive Scene, $4.20 equal favourite. Bon Costa with a tongue tie on, $4.20 equal favourite. Forever Alone at $5.50. Twilight Charade is an $8 chance. Cosmic Energy at $19. Port Gold at $12. Best Dressed Lady, that'll be Priscilla today, at $21. Godot with the blinkers off at $21. Thundering Heart at $51. Silver River at $71. And Dolphin Tail is a scratching, no deduction. Well, Sil, is the market got it right here? A very competitive race?
I was just about to say it's a very competitive race. There's a few horses that have just been in fantastic form and a few horses like Von Costa that are on the up and certainly look to be promising tight. I have settled on the way of Forever Alone on top for me. 4-1, 2-3. He was only beaten, well, he was beaten a nose behind Glitra at Port Macquarie last time out when going to the 1500 for the first time. He's run prior at Kempsey. He got the job done over the 1450. He tracked wide into the race at Port Macquarie last time. It probably just cost him the race. That was at Class 3, so he gets similar conditions. Although he's drawn that little bit awkward, he's drawn better than he did here last time out, and he meets a similar field. So hoping things go his way, I think he can certainly gallop if he gets the luck in running. The toppy in Glitcher, I think, is the obvious danger. He's been doing nothing wrong. He's run 3 from 4 this preparation. He keeps raising the bar. He carried the 59 kilos to win at Port over the 1500 last start. He does go up a kilo, but his record speaks for itself. The 3 in Explosive Scene, he went to Tari first up. He was only beaten 0.2 of a length into second behind She's a Gypsy. She's come out to win. Then went to a Tab Highway race, covered plenty of ground in the run. He was beaten the 3.5 lengths into fifth behind Madame de Barn. So he's got nice form leading into this. He is trained on track, gets a claim for Chloe Baker, but just drawn a touch awkward. And the 3 in Von Costa, he's probably the most promising horse of the field. He's only lightly raced. He's won the 2 from 4 this preparation, including a win at Tari over the 1600. He is coming off a maiden Class 1 win and going to Class 3 company, but he's 25 days between the runs. Raymond spoke sticked with him from the inside and the tongue tie on for the first time. So competitive little race. I think it's important to see how these horses parade. 4-1, 2-3 for me in race 5.
Yeah, well, I like 2-1, 4-3. Great point. I think I like Explosive Scene for mine. And look, I'm really impressed with these Tab Highway races and the form to come out of them. And Explosive Scene's contested Tab Highway races, 3 out of its last 4 starts. So it's been successful in a couple of those. Runner-up in 2 and placed 4th, beaten 0.6 on the other occasion. So, look, comes up. I know it's an awkward gate, alley 10, but it's over the 1500 and Explosive Scene does get back. So I don't think that'll worry it. And we'll go back to its last start at Rose Hill in the Tab Highway plate, beaten 3.5 behind Madame de Ben. Got back, circled the field out about 5 and 6 wide as they straightened up for the run of the judge and went down narrowly. Start before that was good. Runner-up at Tari over 1,300 behind She's a Gypsy, and she's a smart little mare, She's a Gypsy. Overall on the Port Macquarie track, it's had 6 goes, finished in the top 2 and 2 of those, and the distance does suit Explosive Scene. Chloe Baker will claim 3 kgs off its back for Mark Quinn, who could have a good day here at Port Macquarie today. So Explosive Scene for mine to defeat home the 1 Glitcher. Well, can't fault Glitcher this campaign. It's won 3 out of 4 attempts, including a win here on the Port Macquarie circuit over this trip last time out, defeated home Forever Alone, which is my third tip in this. And look, Forever Alone won at Kempsey back 2 starts ago, as we mentioned, runner-up behind Glitcher last time out. Only went down narrowly, Forever Alone, in that race. And also the 3, which is Von Costa, comes up with the alley of alley number 1. Raymond Spokes on was the last start Tari winner. Looked the goods in winning that event. So 2-1, 4-3 to the 5th.
And we can tell you that Ray Thomas likes the boxed up numbers again. 2 Explosive Scene to beat 1, 3 and 4. 2, 1, 3 and 4 for Ray in race 5. We're just going to box them up here, Glenn McQuaddy. We're going to roll into this today at Port Macquarie.
This could pay an all-time low, Andrew, because everyone's just come up with the same runners.
Same numbers.
Yeah. Well, feature race on the program at Port Macquarie is the 6 now. Yeah. It's the McGuigan BMW Country Championship Preview. This is a Class 4 over 1,200. The Mid-North Coast Racing Association Country Championship Qualifier will be run at Taree in 15 days' time. That's on the 26th. Of February. Now, interestingly enough, Ever So Natural, who contests this race here, ran 2nd in the championship qualifier at Taree last year to Another Valley, then went on to the final to run 3rd to Clearly Innocent. So there is a bit of depth in the Mid-North Coast Racing Association from last year. So this year's event has Ever So Natural again, and it's a $5 chance. Cogliere for Mark Quinn, the favourite, at $2.70. Hippie Hi Ho is an $18 chance. Portatorio for Jenny Graham with the lugging bit off today at $3.80. Tall Feek Boy is a scratching, 17 cents to win and nothing the place. Toast is a scratching no deduction. Chel Joe is a $15 chance. She's Invincible at $8.50. Gold Dancer at 18. Radiologist for Gordon York there at 35. The Spitfire also at 35. Capital Magic, Michaela Weir to take the ride there at $31. And Gold Beret with Peter Graham to ride for Margaret de Gonneville. She's an absolutely magnificent lady, Margaret de Gonneville. She's been around the racing game for, I'd have to say, well over 50-odd years. Always names her horses with gold in their name. And she's got a runner here at $51. Priscilla, she's a lovely lady, Margaret, isn't she?
She's worth her weight in gold, Glenn, that's for sure. No, she's an old ripper. She's at the track every morning. She's always got a smile on her face, and her horses always present well in the yard. This is an excellent race, and keen to see these horses line up in a fortnight's time at Tarree for the championship qualifier. Have settled on the way of 2, 1, 4 and 8. Could we air on top for me? He went to Randwick first up. I know he finished 4th of 4. He was sitting at 3.5 length behind Tactical Advantage. He carried the 58.5 kilos on that occasion. He'll only carry the 58 today. He was a Tab Highway winner last time out. He covered ground in the run. I guess the only concern is he's the 1,400 back to the 1,200 metres, but he's had 28 days being kept fresh. He's had one soft trial in between where he wasn't asked for any effort. Chloe Baker was aboard him in that barrier trial, so she's had a few sits on him now. We've seen her ride him in track gallops this preparation, so she's starting to build a good association. He's a smart colt. He's won the 3 from 10. The 1,400 probably suits him a little bit better, but I just think kept fresh coming back in trip, he can certainly run well. The Topian Ever So Natural is probably one of the best horses in the race. My only concern is he's only little and he has to carry the 61.5 kilos after the claim, but he's placed the 3 from 4 first up in the past. He's had a couple of trials, one over the 1,000, one over the 1,200 metres. Just given a squeeze in the most recent one at Newcastle, may get to the line. He'll run well first up. The 4 in Portatorio, another promising type. He's won the 3 from 7. He's had the 2 trials leading into this. I thought his first one was probably a fraction better. Just given a squeeze and may get to the line, but he's placed on both occasions over the 1,200 metres and he draws a soft gate. And I think the stablemate Inchy's Invincible can run well. She hadn't won for some time before winning at Port Macquarie back on the 23rd of January. That was over the 1,100 metres, but I think she'll take a lot of confidence. She is a winner second up in the past, and she's now a winner on the home track. 2, 1, 4 and 8 in a very good race.
Yeah, indeed it is. And would you believe it? 2, 1, 4, 8 yet again. And look, Coglier, he's an impressive type, this three-year-old. He's by Pluck, and he's prepared at Port Macquarie by Mark Quinn. And I think, Priscilla, you've wrapped it up pretty well there with him. And he's coming out of a Tab Highway back last time out where he won. That was over the 1,400, and he did work 3 wide on that occasion in that race, and he won it by about a long neck, defeating home Zazudio and El Cubana on that occasion. And look, he nabbed them late in proceedings, and he just kept grinding away on the outside. And I've got a big rap on him, the 2 Coglier, and I think Mark Quinn's got a very, very smart customer in his stable here. So, but you've summed him up pretty well. 2 Coglier on top to defeat the 1, which is Ever So Natural. Comes up with that big weight, 64.5 kgs. Chelsea Ings is on, claiming 3 kgs off his back, however. And he goes into this first up. He's had the 4 goes first up, finished in the top 3 in 3 of those 4 attempts. And he came out of a hot race back 3 starts ago at Canterbury. He was beaten a length into 3rd placing, and 5 of the 9 horses out of that race have come out to win a race since. So it's him for 2nd Ever So Natural. Numbers 4, Portatorio. It's had the 7 career starts, won 3 of them, placed on a further 2. First up in 228 days here, but it's got a very strong first up record. I know she's had a few little issues, Portatorio, but Jenny Graham's a very, very astute lady with a galloper. And also the 8 goes in here as well, which is over the page, and that's another runner from the Jenny Graham stable. But the 8, she's Invincible. My last start, Port Macquarie winner with Ben Looker on. So numbers there to the penultimate, 2, 1, 4 and 8.
Yeah, Ray Thomas also over Coglier, number 2 to beat 4, 3 and 1. 2, 4, 3 and 1 in the country championship preview, race 6 just before 6 o'clock tonight. And race 7, Glenn, the last back over the sprint trip here.
Yeah, and just looking at the country championship market, Andrew, on the final, I can't see the $26 Coglier remaining after today.
No.
When you consider the boys have put Ever So Natural up $15 to win the country championship final, it's a longer price than Coglier today, and you can get $26 about Coglier at the moment. If you're a Coglier fan, I'd be locking in the $26 before it disappears in front of your eyes. That's just a little tip from GM there. If everyone's prognostications are correct for today and it gets the money, it's still got to win, of course, or all run second in a couple of weeks' time, but I don't think the $26 will last long. The last here, the all-new 5 Series, Class 1, over 1,008. And she's a bop girl. She's a bop girl at $5.50. Mr. Snowman is an $18 chance. Dharamasala with the blinkers off today at $11. The Wasp for Chris Lees at $2.10 and favourite. Party at $6.50. Emperor B at $31. Swift Reply at $31. French Charm with a bit lifter on today is a $10 chance. Penny Ella came out this morning. 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Bambino Clementine. Now, it's got blinkers back on today, but the cross nose band taken off and the winkers taken off. It's a $26 chance. Ready Zame Fire at $31. And Blinkin' Awesome is an $18 chance. Come on, bring us home, Sil.
It's hard to go past the Wasp here. I'm actually quite keen on him. 4, 1, 5, and 8. He's from the Chris Lees. Well, she is, sorry, from the Chris Lees yard. She resumes here. She's had the 1-12 under the belt over the 800 metres at Newcastle. She led them up. She went to the line under a strangle hold. She's placed on 2 occasions. First up in the past. Her only win was over the 1,000 metres before heading out for a break. And there's been 6 winners come out of that race. So I think it's a strong form race. She's in a class one resuming. I think she'll be up to the mark. I guess the only concern is she carried the 54.5 kilos first up. She's got to lug the 58 here today. But I think she'll certainly looks to find a nice race. And Chris Lees has left a couple of runners in today with these warm conditions. So that's probably a push within itself. The toppy in She's a Box Girl. She's been racing very consistent at the provincials. She's finished fourth her last 2 runs at Wyong and Gosford. Only beaten the 3.8 length last time out. She's a get back and run on horse. She goes up to 3 kilos, 29 days between the runs. The 5 in Party, she was a winner at Coffs Harbour 3 starts ago. Pretty impressive over the 800 metres. Was then beaten 0.4 of a length into second at Kempsey. She didn't see out the 1200 metres at Port last start. They tried to ride her with a sit, but it just didn't pay off. So coming back to the 1000 metres inside draw, although she is up 1.5 kilos. And the 8 in French Charm. I'm keen to see how this mare parades. She's resuming from 321 days off the scene. She was previously trained by Gillian Heinrich and Ben Rogers. She's now in the David Irving stable. He's doing a great job with his horses. She was an Ipswich winner last preparation. The margin was 3.3 lengths. So I guess you're taking her on trust if you put her on top because she hasn't had a trial. But I think she's got nice form leading into this. 4, 1, 5, and 8.
We're either going to have a very, very good day or we're going down in flames together. 5, 1, 4, and 8, the numbers to the last. And look, I like the 5 Party. It's had the 3 goes here in this part of the world since heading north from Victoria and is now a member of the Neil Godbolt stable here at Port Macquarie. Matthew McGurran's on today. Local to Boo was at Coffs Harbour, as you mentioned, Priscilla. That was over the 810-metre journey. Raced away and home straight to win it by 3 lengths. Over Danisky and 1 Mississippi and looked pretty smart in doing so. Recorded a pretty smart time and ran home in 33.8 for the final 600 metres in that race back 3 starts ago. The next start at Kempsey, that was over the 1,000, was runner-up in that occasion behind Snitzel's Image, did a lot of work to keep them wide in that race and then beaten 4.7 over the 1,200 back last time out here on this track. And I think the big key with Party is today. Comes up with only number 1 again, but gets back to the 1,008 here. So it'll do me to bring us home a winner in the last number 5 Party. To defeat home the 1, which is She's a Bop Girl. And as Priscilla mentioned, placed 4th previous 2 starts at Wyong and Gosford, not beaten far in each of those attempts. Throw in the 4, which is the Wasp. Flew home late to win at Taree back last time out. And also the 8, which is French Charm and Ipswich winner 2 starts ago. So the numbers in the last, 5, 1, 4, and 8.
Ray Thomas likes number 4, the Wasp, to beat 1, 2, and 5. 4, 1, 2, and 5 for Ray in the last. So as you say, both Ray, yourself, Anthony, and Priscilla, they've got similar numbers along the way here in most of these races. Have you got a standout bet or 2, Priscilla?
in race seven. It's race seven, number four in the WASP. So hopefully we're on the money all day.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way we want it. Race seven, number four. Hey, thanks for coming on this morning. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, guys.
Priscilla Smith there. What about you, Anthony?
Yeah, well, I like Far Out in the third event, race three, number three. I think that it, the fact it gets in on the same weight as it contested that Tab Highway, it's got a good record here on its home track at Port Macquarie. Mark Quinn's going to have a good day, I would suggest, and Aaron Brooks on. So it's got good form leading up into this. And as we mentioned, that start two starts to go back at Musselbrook was very game. So race three, number three, Far Out the best.
Okay, good on you, mate. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Andrew.
Anthony Collins there repeating Ray Thomas's best, as he told you a little while ago. Race one, number nine, Look and Listen. And that was also one of the trial fancies for Tony Brazel today. He also likes Chautauqua down in Melbourne. Race six, number one. A break, and then we'll come back and have a quick look at Walker. They've got a five-race tab program.
Your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, has the ideal start to your weekday morning. From 5.30, catch the big sports breakfast with TK and Slab. Then at 9, there's a bonus hour of sports and racing with BSB Extra.
One of the best things that the Patriots coaching staff do is adjust mid-game. They change a plan and teams are unable to respond.
Players, coaches, sports experts, trainers and jockeys. Plus the latest tab markets. Big sports breakfast and BSB Extra from 5.30 till 10 weekday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Gavelhouse.com's latest bloodstock auction catalogue is online now. Join us and bid from wherever you are, whether at home, out and about, or on the farm. Hurry, bidding closes this Monday at 7 p.m. Visit gavelhouse.com to start bidding.
The Queen of Australian Racing, Winx, goes in.
Where will you be when Winx makes her stunning return to the track in 2017? Get to Royal Randwick or Rose Hill Gardens this racing season to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing.
And they're racing.
See the champions of the sport battle it out for ultimate glory. Who will trump the best of the best? Or will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and be part of the action. Visit www.theatc.com.
It's yearling sale time, and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stables, we invite you to join us in 2017 as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Inglis Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Star Mare Jamaica. Over 700 yearlings across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. February 26th to March 1 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue available now at inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ here on Sky Sports Radio, as well as Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes to have a look at Walker. It was a non-tab. It's now a tab program, with the first coming up at 2:19 today right here on Sky. Bob Patchkey is going back there today after a big cup day yesterday. Morning to you, Bob.
And it was a big day too. Good crowd there yesterday. Track in excellent order, talking to jockeys there throughout that afternoon. One particular jockey's been riding there for the last 20 years. Andrew said it's the best he's ever raced on at Walker. It truly was magnificent and a great day of racing.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a good three, similar conditions, a bit cooler in that part. 32 degrees is what they're expecting today. Let's just have a look at these races, Bob, in this 5 or 6 minutes. The first race over the 1,700 metres. By the way, people can go to Racing Australia. .com.au and print off the Walker form. It didn't make the papers this morning simply because it was a late decision. So racingaustralia.com.au, and you can print off your Walker form. What about the first, Bob?
Well, it's a pretty hard race, really. Andrew, I thought Art Gen has been racing into a provincial. In fact, the company called me this afternoon. It's last three runs around. Why it hasn't been too bad. I think it could get very close to within the first of the day. Bleak and Heavenly has been racing okay too. The top weight in the race. It wasn't beaten very far away, two starts back at Bingra or Deepwater. No doubt it'll be hard to beat. I thought Queen Majesty from the George Woodward stable has played locally in the track. and it's been racing around Kempsey, Tamworth and Armidale, and it hasn't been a long way away this last two or three runs. And number four, Diplomatic Grace, but it'll make it 2-1, 5-4.
2-1, 5-4 in the first. Race two's a maiden here over the 1,200 metres. The scratching, the lone one here, Bob, is number four, so you've got eight lining up.
And I thought Sue Grills might find success here with Carmel. It's only had four starts. Red second at Tamworth back in early June. Only beaten a length and a half by Hoove. His last run was a good run at Armidale behind a hill of Clara, the Leon Davies train galloper. Came home well in the straight, only beaten a little over a length. But I think it'll go close to winning here today. I thought the Cure, number three, it's been racing in Victoria, having his first run here in the northern area. It will probably be hard to beat. Dub Rub, number one, and also a splash of line, 7-3-1-8.
7-3-1-8 in race two. Race three, the Walker Bowling Club Class 1. This is over the 1,200. A full line-up here, 11 running, Bob.
And I thought Artistic License for Sandra Oliver of Scone. It was only beaten a little over two lengths by Nandula at Tamworth at its last, but it was a pretty good run. Leanne Henry's on board. It looks probably the pick of the day. Artistic License to beat Murabi. Number three comes off a second behind the Muse of Tamworth. It's last up, and it did win on Cup Day at Deepwater. The third, Blazing Heart, number nine. It wasn't far away behind Smart Option, the Peter Sinclair trained galloper at Glen Innes, and then it was only beaten narrowly by Clever Gent at Bingrid's last up. It'll come in with a pretty fair chance. And I thought number one, Knight's Tale, the last start finger winner as well. 4-3, 9-2.
Righto, that's 4-3, 9-2 in race three. Race four, the benchmark 45 over the 1,000 metres. Scratching here, Bob, number three.
And I thought number seven, New Player. Trained locally at Tamworth by Alan Martin, Mel Brown on board. Gets back a bit in its race. It's not an overly strong race today. And I thought if it's it's going to win one, this could be a day. If you go back three starts at Moree, it flashed home late in the season to only go under by a head to Athelin, and it's been racing a pretty consistent horse. To Say You Know, with the finish behind him at Tamworth, of course, Say You Know ran third yesterday in the Wildfit Cup, and it wasn't far away behind Athelin again at Glen Innes. So I think it gives us a chance to break through today in a pretty ordinary field. It's not a very strong field. Bob Warrior, number five. But I haven't raced since April at Armidale. It ran just behind the place, getters behind the very smart Mind Freak. It'll find its place in the field at LA. Eight Roman Silver, beaten just under two lengths at Bingrid, its last half behind Clever Jet. And number four, Alpha Marley, that went on Cup Day down at Wallabra to change of stable, or change of owners and stables, and I put it in for 4, 7, 5, 8, and 6.
That's 7, 5, 8, and 6 in race number four. And the last on this five-race card, the Emergency comes out here, Bob, number 13.
Yeah, well, our boy Danny gets his chance today. He's been pretty well supported in his last three runs, and they've had high hopes for this Craig Martin train galloper. He finished two lengths behind the Lagos at its last start of Tamworth. He would have ran fourth there. Wasn't far away behind Athelina Glenis there on Cup Day. And if ever gets his chances here today at Walker, Alan Chow on board to ride. I thought number seven, Gravity Force, was a good winner at Bingra at its last start for Sally Torrance, beating Smart Bet. Medal of Glory, it'll come into the race like Jane Clemens, the trainer. She's had a real run of luck the last few weeks. She's training really well. She trained the first and third horse in the last race at Walker yesterday. I think it'll come into the race quite well. It was only beaten three lengths behind Azalin at Glen at its last start. Number four, King Victor, trained up at Gyra by Ian Cook up in the cooler country up there. He's been racing fairly consistently as well, but it's 4-7-8-2 on the last, Andrew.
4-7-8-2. Repeating, it's now a TAB program. The form is available to you on all of the sites pretty well, racingaustralia.com.au, and I know the guys at RaceNet will have it up and Racing and Sports now that it is a TAB program. Is there a standout in those five races, Bob?
Probably the best bet of the day will probably be in race three, I think, Andrew. Number four, Artistic License from the Sandra Oliver stable. It's been pretty good. It has been far away its last three runs. And Gunnar's going in 10. That looks the best bet of the day, I think, Andrew.
Okay, so that's race three, number four for Walker. Good on you, mate. Appreciate you helping us today with that preview, and we look forward to being a part of it this afternoon on Sky.
Thank you, Andrew.
Bob Patsky there. And as I say, not only will you be able to hear it on Sky Sports Radio, but you'll be able to watch Walker on Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central today. Just recapping, today Randwick races postponed. They'll be now run on Monday. The first race at 20 past one. The Apollo Stakes featuring Winx at 5:40 and also the last at 6:50. The Inglis Classic Sale, it begins tonight at 5 p.m, an hour earlier than normal. So a 5 p.m. start for the Inglis Classic Sale. Tomorrow and Monday, that sale will begin at 9 o'clock each of those mornings, the Sunday and the Monday. The Grafton Country Championship qualifier, not on tomorrow. It's been held over to a much cooler day on Monday. So the Low New South Wales meeting tomorrow will be at Wyong. And tomorrow morning, there's no Thoroughbred Weekly on Sky Thoroughbred Central, but on Sky Sports Radio, the wrap will be on between 9 and 10. So that brings you up to date on a few of those things. Don't forget the Sky Thoroughbred Central previews today, 12:30 for Brisbane and 1:30 for Port Macquarie. They're the previews coming up. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Right now, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van 310 is available for $42,990 drive away. Ends March 31. Conditions apply. See your authorised Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer today. In North Ryde, Lane Cove and Marsfield, traffic lights are blacked out, affecting various intersections. Look out for that. In Clyde, we've got changed conditions on the M4 at James Roos Drive. A new elevator road westbound now in use. And Arncliffe, Marsh Street, approach to the airport is slow after an earlier accident. The season of giving is over. Now it's the season for saving. With Mortgage House, switch to Mortgage House, consolidate your debts into one account and save. Call 133-144. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio takes pride in helping you to a winning day. At 10 every morning, Racing HQ previews the major New South Wales meeting with track reports, tips and tab fixed odds markets. For winning info, it's Racing HQ here on Sky Sports Radio.
The cream of the crop will go under the hammer at the 2017 Magic Millions Tasmanian Yearling Sale. Real results and real success from the sale that produced recent stars Hot Dipped, Kenjawood, Palantino and The Cleaner. 133 lots featuring progeny from 49 individual sires, including 10 first-season stallions, will be offered in Launceston February 16. Visit magicmillions.com.au. Magic Millions, Australia's undisputed number one source for Group 1 success.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out west.
Everyone's on their way.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The Country Championships are coming to Dubbo.
Come on, come on, come on.
More than horses and fashion, it's a cool hip race to play.
So come on, get in, get down, see the best horses around.
The Championships, Dubbo, Sunday, February 19.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
This is Racing HQ now on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio. Brett Devine's joining us from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, we know about all the moves that have taken place, but we're now focused in on Monday. And the one big thing for Randwick, the gates are open. Everyone can walk in free admission.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the punters out there. And look, if I can just take you through some of the key times as well for the free entry for Monday at Royal Randwick. Of course, it's also free parking at Royal Randwick in the infield. So plenty of room there to drive along all through the day and get your free park. But the gates will open at midday, Andrew, on Monday. So at midday, anyone can come in for free. The first race, of course, is at 1:20 p.m. and a slightly condensed meeting from what Saturday would have been. Shorter gaps between races. The big race, of course, at 5:40 for Winx, the Star Apollo Stakes. And we reset the countdown, don't we, Ben, to two more sleeps now. Yes. For Winx. But the last race, of course, will be at 6:50 p.m. on Monday too. So as we've discussed through the morning, the ATC, in consultation with Racing New South Wales, pushed the meeting back time-wise just to allow as many people as possible to finish their daily commitments, whether they be work or school pickups, etc., with the families, to be able to get to Randwick and see Winx live or to see her live on Sky Racing.
Yeah, exactly. It gives everyone an opportunity there. And if you don't let your worker leave on Monday at 4 p.m, if that person works in Sydney, you're a bum. Let them get to the races there on Saturday.
I think Monday. Some other people are starting to lobby the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, for a public holiday, an unofficial public holiday. Look, I just think you should do whatever you can to take the opportunity to come out to Royal Randwick if you have finished those daily commitments and the opportunities there. Can I mention for ATC members too, Andrew, look, that'll be open as well. Members that may have purchased guest passes for today's meeting, those will be free for Monday, of course, so they can be used there. And there'll be no charge for members coming in on Monday as well into those guest areas. So, look, every incentive for people just to make the best of what we're dealing with now on Monday. And who often gets a chance to see the Mighty Mare Winx race on a Monday?
Yeah, exactly. Very rare. So all the details are also on your website. We'll keep updating our listeners and viewers over the next couple of days. And Brett will talk tomorrow morning as well to update on any further information on the wrap between 9 and 10 on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Let's go straight to Caulfield now. It's fine and a good three. The rail goes back into the through. They've done plenty of watering during the week, including 8 millimetres yesterday. Race one, take out number 10. Race two is clear. Race three, now take note of a late scratching, number 5, Blondie, out on vets at 8.35, as well as number 8. So out of the third, 5, a late one, and 8. Race 4, take out 9. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 5. Races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, 4 and 11. Dean Lester, we can't wait for Caulfield to unfold. Good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Yeah, looking forward to Caulfield. I missed your best for Walker. Did you have any there?
The best for Walker was race 3, number 4.
New beauty.
Yeah, got to find one for Walker. Mate, I know you had warm weather earlier in the week, and it's a lot. What have we got down there today? About 26. So the western suburbs of Sydney, Dean, are going to be 40 degrees hotter than Caulfield.
40 degrees hotter?
20 degrees. 20 degrees. Yeah. No, sorry, I'm saying they're going to be 46 degrees.
Yeah, no, it's it's quite ironic. It was this day, I think, 7-8 years ago that we had to do the same with CFO Stakes Day, which unfortunately was Black Saturday in Victoria.
Yeah,
exactly. And we raced on the Sunday, but looking forward to Winx on Monday.
Yeah, let's hope that we think of not many fires today for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Hutter, good morning to you. Caulfield today and the rails back into the through.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, a little bit worried how this track might play today. Hopefully it's not too leaderish.
Okay, yeah. The rail out, Dean, the last couple, they've sort of been running on, haven't they?
It's been okay, Andrew. Okay. Yeah, and look, they're on a fair bit of fresh ground, but the thing is that it's been, as you said, a pretty warm week, and if it's quite firm, it's just hard to make ground from the back when it firms up.
Yep, understand. Let's bounce into it because we've got to get you to Caulfield. Glenn Munsey's with us from TAB. Glenn, what about the first here at 12:30?
Righto, let's rip into it, Andrew, where we've got Sign Off here, an interesting runner. It's a $12 chance. Refulgent is at $5. Second Bullet at $7.50. Nozomi at $9. The Little Engine at $26. Hipparchus is the $2.60 favourite. Harada Bay at $23. Then we go to Like a Carousel at $81. Albertino is a $5.50 chance. Olanira is a scratching, 7 cents a win and nothing. The place came out Thursday. Prima at $21. Easily the best supported runner here in Hipparchus. Did go up as much as $4 on Wednesday. That was with Olanira in the race as a $15 chance. Was into $2.80 last night. Opened $2.60 this morning. Has remained at that quote throughout the morning. Second pick is actually the toppy here in Sign-Off. Was 21 into 12. Got back to 13 and is now 12.
Jerry still owns Sign-Off, Dean?
He does, Andrew. I don't. Sandy McGregor's the main part owner. I don't the updates on this horse anymore. Okay. But he had a jump out at Cranbourne about 11, 12 days ago. I saw him down there. He trialled over 1,400 metres. He ran second. He was ridden right out. So he's had a pretty solid hit out only 12 days ago in preparation for this.
All right. How do you see the first?
Going with number 6, Hipparchus. I was a little bit worried he was on the 7-day backup, second up off a short break last time, but he certainly put a lie to that and won well. I think he's a good chance again, but he's going to be a midfielder running on. The first leader of the day will be Albertino, so he gets first use of that inside part, and he'll give a good sight for a long way. The last bit of the 1800 some challenge, Refulgent, will be right behind him in the run, and he's right down in the weights. He's a good chance, and second bullet trialled really well at Geelong recently. He can run a bit of a race fresh. I'll put them in 6, 9, 2 and 3.
Yeah, very similar here. I'm with number 6, Hipparchus. I think he's drawn a bit wide. If he can just get in front of the stayers and get a nice run, fourth or fifth there, basically midfield, then I think he'll win the race. So he just needs a bit of luck early in the race. To beat number 2, Refulgent, going to be tucked away from gate 1, getting every chance. 9, Albertino, is certainly the first leader, and that could help today. And as Dean said, number 3, second bullet, trolled up really well. If it's fit enough for the 1,800 metres, it does go well fresh. It's very competitive. 6, 2, 9 and 3.
Box dump numbers for Greg Miles, the race caller. He likes Refulgent number 2 to beat 9, 6 and 3. 2, 9, 6 and 3 in the first. Race 2, Glenn, one of the first, or the first early feature here, the Autumn Stakes.
Yes, Andrew, and in this pretty competitive betting race here, we've got Tension, one of a number of runners of the Snowden Stables have sent down to Melbourne today with Kieran McAvoy to ride. It's the $4.20 favourite. Peacock for the Godolphin organisation at $4.60. Oak Doors, an $8.50 chance. Snit Sun at $4.60. We go to Ruth Venn at $6.50. Knowable at $4.80. Redouble is at $14. And None Better at $71. Best supported runner here is Peacock. Did go up as much as $7.50 in the first markets on Wednesday. $7.50 was $4.80 last night, then got out to $5 and back into $4.60. Second pick dollar wise is Snit Sun. It's been $4.60 to $4.40, back to $4.60. And third pick, a long, long way away from these two, would actually now be Oak Door, who's been $5 out to $8.50.
There'll be a few of these, Mark, trying to get into the Australian Guineas. Maybe your top fancy.
Well, Hoss, I think only the bottom two can't win. I think it's a really even race. So I'll go number 4, Snit Sun, who's coming off a little break. It's in terrific form. It's drawn gate 3. I just like that first race. After they've gone a couple of hundred metres, if it can lob fourth outside, I think it's beautifully placed to win the race. To beat number 5, Ruthven, I think the Morton's Fork form is the best form in the race. A recent trial didn't give you a lot of guide to how it's going, but it just might be the best horse in the race. Number 2, Peacock, was certainly satisfactory fresh in a harder race. And one attention, it should come across, sit outside the leader, be fitter for that first up run. It's got a chance also. I think it's a really even race, 4, 5, 2 and 1.
Yeah, I'm with the same four horses. I'm going to go with Ruthven. I think he is a pretty smart horse. He came a long way in a short time in that first campaign and resumes here. He's just got to hold his spot that first 200 metres, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Attention will come across, sit outside the lead, I would imagine, and he can certainly run very well. Snitson's a really progressive horse also. He's only had that one defeat this time in, and that was a luckless run at Flemington. He's been freshened up off a win in a solid form race, beating older horses. And Peacock, talking of running against older horses, he ran against the elite at sprint level, and that was a very fast race, and he'll appreciate the softer tempo here. But a really competitive race, 5-1, 4-2.
Greg Miles likes the toppy attention for the Snowdens to beat 4-5-2. 1-4-5-2 for Greg Miles in race number 2. Now we get to the two preludes of the Blue Diamond. The overall Blue Diamond is a fortnight away. Formality's the favourite with Tab Fixed Odds at $6.50 along with Jukebox. Pariah at $6.50. Catchy at $8. Tulip at $8. Limestone not there at this stage, not an entry at $9, and Property is there also at $15. That's I have to pay the late entry, Glenn, and Chow Chow's in the middle of that at $15. So there's so much interest in these two preludes today.
Yes, Andrew. Now, the boys have taken Blondie out here and readjusted this market, but they haven't reopened it. When I go through these prices here, I'll give them a call to get them to reopen it. But this is what they will be after the scratching of Blondie this morning. We've got Limestone here at $2.50. Arctic Angel is a $5 chance. Catchy at $2.40 and favourite. Ramoo's at $8. Blondie came out earlier, is the scratching there, and the deduction is 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Zarpoya at $34. Pandemonium at $21. Sharif's Choice is a scratching no deduction. And Fabrication is a $51 chance. Now, quite a strange situation here. Limestone just continues to firm, but Catchy has three times the amount of money on it than what Limestone has, which tells me the boys think Limestone's got a better chance than Catchy. Catchy went up 250, got into 240. They put it back up 250 this morning. They've given it a trim with Blondie coming out. In the same period of time, Limestone's been 320 into 260, got a trim to 250 when Blondie came out. Three times the amount of money on Catchy. That tells me the boys prefer Limestone to Catchy.
And that market has just reopened, Glenn, while yep. you've been doing
Well, Larry's here, Andrew, right in front of me, and never goes anywhere without me.
Okay. Dean, race three for you, the Blue Diamond here, prelude for the fillies.
Well, I've been keen on Catchy all the way through, Andrew. I'm not jumping off at this stage. Her two wins have been terrific. The former round is terrific. And I just think she can blend into the race here and get the money. Limestone's a typical Darren Weir trained runner, even as a two-year-old, improving with every run. And I think she is the main danger. Ramuz was an okay win in Adelaide, and a recent trial was quite good. She looks quite strong, and Arctic Angel off the back of a trial earlier in the week, but a distant fourth pick. But I think 3-1 will fight it out, and I'm going 3-1-4-2.
Yeah, not much argument here. Again, I'll think number 3, Catchy, is the best horse in the race. A little bit of a tricky barrier, which is where he does fit in, but I think with half-decent luck, a half-fair track, I think Catchy is the best horse in the race, and it will win. Number 1, Limestone. Looks to be the only danger for mine. It's just a professional little thing. It'll box seat and be hard to beat. 2, Arctic Angel is the leader. It'll give you a good sight. And 4, Ramuz might poke up on the fence and run a place. I think 3 wins all being equal from 1, 2 and 4.
Yeah, similar numbers for Greg Miles. He goes 3 on 2 to beat 1, 2 and 6. 3, 1, 2 and 6 for Milesy in race 3. The boys' division, larger lineup here. And we've got a couple of debuters. And Property's the other one here that, well, not an entry in the race. So what price? What's second pick Property, just looking at it here, Glenn?
Yeah, 460, second pick behind Pariah, Andrew, at 330. Okay. We'll start at the top, and Azel is a $10 chance. Property at $4.60. Wait for No One at 26. Pariah, $3.30 in favourite. Chow Chow at 5. Can't Remember at 17. Marsupial at $8.50. In Denial at 15. Ducimus is a scratching no deduction. We go to Will's Bid 34. Overshare 21. Sheer Madness 34. Annunciate is an $81 chance. And Mighty Boss is at 61. Only one they've shown interest in here. Tick under half the investment on the race is on Pariah. 380. The first thing on Wednesday into $3.30. Second pick is Chow Chow. It's been 6 into 5. And third pick is Property, who's been 460 out to 480 and then back into 460.
As I say, Property, $15 not entered at this stage. Mark, how do you see the boys' division of the Blue Diamond prelude?
I'd like to bet in the run here. I think the race...
Sorry, you can't do that, Mark.
No,
well, you can, actually.
I'll be able to explain myself. I think the race revolves around 2 and 4. I'll tip number 2, Property. I think it can box seat just in behind them. It showed terrific improvement from first run to second run. If they spread out, I think it might have a few lengths head start on Pariah. It might be able to pinch a break and hang on and win. 4, Pariah was good winning first up. I think it's going to be a bit further back. If they bunch up and Property gets a bit held up, Pariah might swoop. So I think that's summing up the race there. 7, Marsupial, I thought was good winning on debut. He's got some hope. And 5, I think it's pronounced Sow Sow, has been okay in both runs. I think 2 and 4 the keys, 2, 4, 7 and 5.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm going to go with Pariah, and I understand the logic of where he might be in an awkward spot in the run, but he might have made good development from his first run, and the Snowden's so good at getting these. Any horses, they travel right, but the two-year-olds for the Blue Diamond series have always been very competitive. I'm with him to beat 2, Property, who was really good in winning last start, just ridden that little bit quieter. Marsupial, love the way he stretched out late at Canterbury, and I think the bigger track here is going to be in his favour. And 1, Azazel, who has come up with a wide draw again. They wouldn't want to push him too far forward, but he will be fitter for that first up run. 4, 2, 7 and 1.
4, 2, 7, and 1 for Dean, liking the Snowden runner down from Sydney. Greg Miles likes 2 to beat 1, 5, and 4. 2, 1, 5, and 4 for Greg in race 4. The good racing continues. Glen at Caulfield, race 5. The Kevin Hayes.
Yeah, we've got Jennifer Lynn here. The toppy is a $4 chance. Selenia at $9.50. Oregon's Bay at $21. Zumbaka at $7.50. Furyk is the favourite at $3.20. Navagio at $12. Special Diva, $17. Savannah Amor, $13. Inspired Estelle, $26. Florida Key, $16. Fax at $31. Demo Shot at $81. Unique Lovely is a $34 chance. Not a great deal separating the two picks here in Furyk and Jennifer Lynn. Furyk, 4 into, well, it opened 3.40 this morning, is now 3.20. Jennifer Lynn, who opened 3.80, has got out to 4. They're the top two picks. Third pick, a fair way away, is actually one out of the market here in the shape of Florida Keys for Pat Carey. 21 into 14 and back to 16 this morning.
John and Chris Maher, Savannah and Moore down there as well. It wasn't too bad the other day, Dean?
Yeah, it was okay, Andrew.
And finished off all right, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a sort of funny race. It was more like about a 400-metre sprint home, and it sprinted home with them okay.
Yeah. Who do you fancy?
I'm going with Furyk. It was a good run in the same race. Hit the line well. 1,200's going to suit. Back around a turn will suit Craig Williams to ride. To beat Jennifer Lynn, who I think is a really good filly, she'll be better at 1,400. But she looked well first up and ran nicely. Selenia, both of her wins have been third up, so she might need one more, but she did enough first up. And Navajo, number 6, was a smart ride to win. Got the cover from that headwind in the first race of the day at Flemington, beating Jennifer Lynn. Going to probably race closer here from the good draw and be competitive. 5, 1, 2 and 6.
And trifecta here. I think number 5, Furyk. If the track's playing evenly, I think Furyk's the best bet of the day. It had no luck up the straight. It had to push its way clear, really hit the line hard. It'll be midfieldish again here. Craig Williams takes over. It's a little flat spot, then it really winds up strongly. And as I say, if the track's even, I think it'll run them down. To beat number 1, Jennifer Lynn, who had no trials going into that race at Flemington, ran really well, will be fitter. 2, Selenia, should get a fairly soft run up near the front. Selenia, it's got some hope. And I'll put number 10, Florida Keys, in for 4th. Good win first up, just might poke through inside and get into the minor money. 5 from 1, 2 and 10.
Greg Miles also likes the 5 in this race to be 2, 1 and 13 is another one that he includes down the bottom. Unique Lovely at longer odds. 5, 2, 1 and 13 for Greg in race 5, the Kevin Hayes. Race 6, the Rubiton, and we see the return of, well, is this horse still Australia's best sprinter?
Well, I suppose he would be, Andrew, until, he's knocked over a few more times. We're talking about Chautauqua, of course, and he's a $2.50 favourite here over Fast and Rockin' at 17, Hellbent at 5, Wild Rains at 5. Miss Promiscuity is a scratching, came out on Thursday, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Super Cash at 11, El Divino at $6.50, and I Am a Star. That's the name of the horse, at $9.50. Realistically, they only want Chautauqua here, although the boys, you know, mustn't be overly sort of enamoured with its chances because it's been 250, got into as short as 240, which it opened this morning, and they've given it the push back to 250. Second pick is Wild Rain, who went up $6, got into as short as 480 and back to 5. And then you've got Hellbent, who's been 5 into 480 and back to 5.
Mark, how does it set up? It's a sprint race, but is there a lot of early pace in the race?
No, Hoss, I think Wild Rain will just go straight to the front and get an absolute picnic. I've probably got I Am a Star and El Divino holding their spots from gates 1 and 2. Super Cash falling down to the fence midfield. Maybe Hellbent getting into the running line then, and then Chautauqua and Fast and Rocking giving them a start.
Well, on that then, are you going Wild Rain?
I am going Wild Rain. Andrew, I think it's a race where I think Fast and Rocking is completely gone. It would surprise me, and not much else in the race would shock me. I think Wild Rain will just get that picnic in front. The track might be just firming up by now and playing to the leaders. I think it's trialled well. I think it'll give a big kick and be awfully hard to run down. Number 1, Chautauqua may well win. Looks like it's come back in good order. Gee, it's going to be giving them a start, need every bit of the 1,100 metres. I think 6, Super Cash, has trialled up terrific. Its run down the straight over the carnival was fantastic. And 3, Hellbent, probably one more run before the Oakley plate, but he ran well first up. And if he can just get into that spot in the running line, he's some chance as well. I think it's a tricky little race, 4, 1, 6, and 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chautauqua. I just think that he obviously had a flat spring, and I think his recent trial was pretty good. It's going to be an interesting challenge for him, as it was in this race 2 years ago, but I think he'll be good enough to overcome it. I think Hellbent will make really good development from his first up run. He's got more improvement in him than, say, El Divino, looking at them in the yard that day. And he's probably got more to come on Oakley Plate Day, but I still think he can run very well here. El Divino will make his own luck up on the pace, as will Wild Rain, and she's a good mare. So I think you've got to put all four in the quaddie, but I'm going to put them in 1, 3, 7, and 4.
The trial of Chautauqua, Dean, obviously you've watched it a few times. Were you satisfied with what you saw there, given that it was a trial?
Yeah, I was. He's not going to be... there's a thought that he might be a bit close on the run. I doubt that, but and that's going to be the challenge. He's going to have to run home very quick with some handy horses at the front, but he's had that most of his career too.
Yeah, he has. As we know, that explosion, it'll be interesting to see. Greg Miles likes Wild Rain, the same as Mark Hunter, 4 on top to beat 1, 7, and 3 for Greg, 4, 1, 7, 3. The big group one of the day, Glenn, is the Sea of Four. It's set to jump at 4:05.
Yes, Andrew, and which is approximately 1 hour before they'll start the sales at Inglis's today, now at 5 o'clock. But you've got an opportunity to have a look at the All Stakes here before the sales start. Blackheart Bart, the favourite now, at $3.80. Awesome Rock is a $26 chance. Lucky Hustler at $6.50. Malaguira at $4.20. We go to Turn Me Loose, 34. A Rod at 13, Palantino 21, Ecuador 13, He's Our Rocky 16, Jamaica 21, Miss Rose DeLago 21, and Divine Profit is a $10 chance. Well, this is a market that's been open both in all-in and final field. On Monday, Blackheart Bart went up $3.40, Malaguira went up $4. By the time the final field came out on Wednesday, Malaguira was $4 favourite and Blackheart Bart was $4.40. So since Wednesday, Blackheart Bart's been $4.40 in to $3.80 favourite. Malaguira has been $4 out to $4.20. Lucky Hustler's been $7 into $6 back to $6.50. The order of popularity is Blackheart Bart first, Malaguira second. Divine Profit is actually third pick. Opened 10 on Wednesday, got into a short of 6.50, opened 9.50 this morning, it's back to 10.
How's it set up? Is it like a true sort of similar race here, Dean? There's not a lot of pace?
Oh, I don't know about that, Andrew. I think Turn Me Loose's best chance is to be running along here. Miss Rose DeLago, Ecuador, and Malaguira is so quick out of the gates that he might be across most of these pretty quickly, so I think he'll be using that as well. But I think... it's nearly D-Day for Turn Me Loose. He does go well second up, so I'd expect him to be running along today.
Yeah, that was the feel I got with Andrew Forsman during the week, that they felt the horse had come on really well since the Valley. Who's your top fancy?
I'm going to go with Lucky Hustler here. I think that he was unluckily beaten in this race last year. We saw him at the Gold Coast have no luck this year as opposed to last year when he won the Magic Millions Cup, but... I think he'll just be midfield. He'll probably have Awesome Rock inside him, which will keep him off the rail. He'll be able to just get out at the right time, and I think he'll run really well. Malaguira is just a winning horse. His first up win was outstanding. He's won at 1,400 metres. He'll run well. Blackheart Bart's a genuine Group 1 weight for age horse, so you've got to respect him. I think it's a bit of an awkward draw for him unless Turn Me Loose breaks them up early and there's a spot for him just inside of midfield. And I'm putting in Divine Profit to be running on late, the three-year-old. 3, 4, 1, and 12.
Yeah, I went to Toppy here, number one, Blackheart Bart. I think, no doubt, the barrier's the trick. If it had drawn a gate, would have been really keen. It was good first up. It's going to really appreciate 1,400 metres. Certainly a chance it'll get stuck three wide. It just needs some luck in that first 200 metres to get into the running line. And if it does that, be awfully hard to beat. For Malaguira, I think if Benny Mellon wants to, he can be in front very quickly. The horse is flying and going to be hard to run down. 3 Lucky Hustler, had no luck in Queensland. It'll just poke through. The jock's in great form. It'll run well. And 8 Ecuador, I think, has come back from a spell in fantastic form. It'll get somewhere up near the front. Might be looking for further, but it's racing well and might hang on for a place. 1, 4, 3, and 8.
Greg Miles likes Malaguira here for Peter Galagotis, number 4, to beat 1, 3, and 12. 4, 1, 3, and 12 in race number 7, the Sea of Four, the Group 1. Race 8, the Carline Stakes here. A couple of nice horses. And Tally comes back for Godolphin Glen.
Yes, Andrew, and comes back as a 33-1 chance. Good to see the old 33-1 price is being used again by the boys. $34 for Tally. Burning Fronts at $4.20. Pilot Desai is a $12 chance. We've been running a bit short of coin. Got to get him back into work. Tonopah's a $16 chance. Gran Rosso at $8. Humidor at $3.70 in favourite. Mourinho, 18. Tom Melbourne at 10. Master Reset, 31. Divine Mr. Artie at 14. And Real Love's a $5.50 chance. Only not a bad betting race this. Humidor is the best supported runner here for Darren Weir, 420 into 370. Second pick is actually Gran Rosso. Opened 8, got into a short of 650, and they've pushed it back to $8. Third pick is actually Burning Front, who's been 420 to 440 back to 420. And fourth pick is Divine Mr. Artie, 11 out to 14.
Interesting here. Gran Rosso was originally nominated for the Orr, but David Hayes telling us this morning, Mark, this is a far more suitable race for a horse that who's really charging through its ratings at the moment.
It certainly is, Andrew. It's an intriguing race with a lot of these obviously got bigger fish to fry down the track. Look, for that reason, I'm tipping number 5 each way, Gran Rosso. I think the way this race sets up, Burning Front will get down to the rail and lead. Probably have Master Reset outside it, Gran Rosso third inside. I think Master Reset will drop off, Burning Front will give a kick, and Gran Rosso will get off the fence and have every possible chance to run down the leader. And it's just in such good form. If it gets that soft run, the mile won't be a worry. I think it'll run really well. 6 Humidor has come back, obviously, in terrific order for Darren Weir. Got the Australian Cup as its main target. Probably be last in the run, but won't shock if it gets over the top. I think 2 Burning Front will lead and should get it fairly comfortable and give you a great sight. And 4 Tonopah, probably just one run short last time. It'll roll forward, but a tricky little gate. If it can slot in, it's competitive as well. It's a tough race. I'll go 5, 6, 2, and 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go with another one here in 11, Real Love, who I thought ran as well as Humidor first up under pretty light ride because she ran out of room late, whereas Humidor was getting up the inside. And it's just such a genuine horse. I think she's well suited under this set weights and penalty scale. I'm going to go with her to beat 6 Humidor. He played up badly pre-race and he virtually bolted to the start. They'll get him led to the barriers today, so that's going to all help. The one thing I didn't like is that when Damien Lane first went for him, he wanted to hang in badly, and it was just lucky that there was nothing on the inside and he got the clear run through along the inside. I just hope his racing manners are better today. The extra distance is going to suit. Burning Front's a good chance. I'm tipping a Weird Trifecta. He's going to be up on the speed. And Tom Melbourne, I think, probably a little bit different to last campaign. He's relaxing a bit better in his trials. He might just land behind the speed and be competitive. 11, 6, 2 and 8.
Greg Miles likes the 6 Humidor for Darren Weir and Damien Lane to be 2, 5 and 11. 6, 2, 5 and 11 for Greg in race 8. The last, the Geoffrey Bell Main here. The scratchings are the 4 and the 11.
Yeah, and the top weight in Silent Sedition is the favourite at $3.70. Abby Marie at $9.50. Thames Court at $4.40. Pulled the right rein, they're coming to Sydney. Rocket Commander is a scratching. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Came out Thursday. Choose at 16. Den Purr at 10. Another one they pulled the right rein with. Alaskan Rose at 16. KJ's Joy, 31. Prussian Vixen, 17. Amur Australia at $5. Jinx is a scratching, no deduction. Little Indian, 21, and Written Era is a $14 chance. One of the most competitive betting races of the day. There's not a lot separating 7 or 8 of these, and in order it is Abby Marie, top pick, second pick Thames Court, third pick Amur Australia, fourth pick Silent Sedition, fifth pick Den Purr, and then Alaskan Rose and Little Indian. So they've gone pretty wide here. Interesting to see the boys if they get as wide.
Dean, I should know the answer to this question before I ask you. Did Abby Marie end up trialling on Tuesday?
It's a good question, Andrew.
Was it down to... Oh, I think it was down to trial in a couple of... Mark, did you spot Abby Marie?
No, I didn't, Andrew.
No, she had a jump out down the back straight at Cranbourne about 3 weeks, 2.5
right,
weeks ago.
Right.
And the week before she trialled as well. So she's had at least 2 jump outs, okay. And she didn't trial at Cranbourne.
She didn't. Okay. She was down. And those trials, because all the rain were delayed 24
by
hours.
Day, yep.
Yeah, so that might have been the reason. Can't remember who goes first here. Dean, you go with the last, race nine.
Yeah, I'll be trimming this leg of the quaddie up, Andrew. I like Thames Court and Silent Sedition principally. Thames Court resumes. She didn't win in the spring, but she ran well in a lot of good races, and I think she can land just behind the speed here. The speed looks to be probably Prussian Vixen and Choose, and I think Mark Zara can come across, track them up into the race, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Silent Sedition's a beauty. She resumes. She just never runs badly, and she's trialled up well. She's a great winning chance. Amara Australia is the one that's got the race form at the moment and the fitness. She's got to come up a level low to these other two mares for mine. I'll put her in for third, and little Ruffy Ritanera, who is yet to run a poor race either, and even though this is a lot harder, she's got a good degree of talent, and Damien Lane taking over is a plus. 3, 1, 10 and 13.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers. I'm going with number one, Silent Sedition. If you listen to the trainer on radio down here, he basically said it's not fit enough to win the race, but, gee, it looks to have trialled well. It's a really classy mare. Should get a run, a nice run just behind them. And, look, on what I've seen at the trials, I think it's going well enough to win. To beat that little Ruffy Dean mentioned, number 13, Ritanera. It's a beauty, this horse. It was in a hopeless spot there at Ballarat in a race that was dominated up the front. It made terrific ground. Won't know itself with Damien Lane riding. Tenemir Australia, I think it's got an awkward gait. It can race a little bit fiercely. If it doesn't get cover, it's suspect at 1,200 metres. And 3 Thames Court certainly should roll forward, get a spot somewhere up near the front, and looks to have trialled well. 1, 13, 10 and 3.
Greg Miles likes Thames Court here for David Brightoak, the 3, to beat 10, 1 and 9. 3, 10, 1 and 9 in the last for Greg Miles. So they're the tips for the 9 race card. Mark, how's your confidence?
Hoss, I like race 3, number 3, and race 5, number 5. I'm just a little bit worried. They'll both be coming from about midfield, so just one reservation on how the track looks like it's racing there. But race 3, number 3, Catchy, and race 5, number 5, Furyk, are my best.
All right, 3-3 and 5-5. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
I agree with Catchy, race 3, number 3, and I'm just going to go each way in the feature, race 7, number 3, Lucky Hustler.
Lucky Hustler each way, race 7, number 3, and Catchy, 3-3. All right, mate, there'll be so much interest in Caulfield anyway, but with no Randwick, it certainly offers us plenty to listen and watch today, and we'll speak to you over the next couple of days as well.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Dean. Dean Lester there. Just on Monday, too, just while for our Sky Sports radio audience, given that Randwick is now on Monday, BSB Extra between 9 and 10 on Monday will have an hour preview of Randwick with Ron Duffacy, Ray Thomas. Yes, Ray you surprised me there. Ron Duffacy, Ray Thomas, you, Glenn Munsey. We'll have it all. The Saturday team will be together on a Monday between 9 and 10 on Monday. So everything after Big Sports Breakfast will be focusing in on Randwick on that day.
And the boys are in the process now, Andrew. They've got seven races open for Randwick on Monday. And with the situation yesterday, just an explanation. If you had a bet in the all-in markets on the Apollo Stakes, the Lightfingers or the Triskay, in the all-in market, your bets stand. Any bets placed from Wednesday onwards in the final field markets for all 10 races were refunded.
Yep.
And there's fresh betting. Not only we got different race numbers and race times, but we've got a different situation there. And I know everyone will say all the overs have gone and everything like that, but you also had a heavy 9 when the markets went up, and we'll have a good 3 to a good 2 by Monday.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the story there. You frightened the crap out of me, actually, when you started talking.
Well, Andrew,
I thought, where's that voice come from?
People have to know that it is a massive shock to have Ron Duffacy available, not only on a Monday, but he's probably working on a Monday because it's not a public holiday. He has a penchant for not working of a public holiday Monday, but he's quite happy to arrive there this Monday because he knows he's got to appear later in the day for Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Exactly. No, be a big preview at 9 on Monday. Mm. Now, we're just checking. We're going straight to Maxi. No, we're going to take a little break.
Beauty.
And then we're going to come back and look at Doomben on Racing HQ Saturday.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens. appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins, and freestanding and drop-in bars, and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au, up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
We're getting ready. Gonna look our best. Everyone's on their way.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The Country Championships are coming to Dubbo.
Come on, come on, come on.
More than horses and fashion. It's a cool, hip place to play. So come on, get in, get down, see the big horses around.
The Championships, Dubbo, Sunday, February 19.
At USG Boral, we're the building materials manufacturer that offers more. And our legacy of supporting a job well done spans more than a century. It's why we created the first plasterboard. And it's why we developed the lightest 10mm and 13mm plasterboard produced in Australia while upping its sag resistance. Was it easy? No. But neither is carrying heavy boards up three flights of stairs. See how we're supporting builders with products like our lightweight sheetrock plasterboard at usgboral.com.
Lano, what are you doing?
Mum, I'm putting the aircon on.
Which one?
Mitsubishi, LG, Panasonic, Fujitsu.
All of them?
It's a big store. At Bingley, we've got all the latest air conditioners, so come in before it gets any hotter. Outside. I'm Lionel Lee.
Ooh, I'm Yandali. Come and meet our team.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
This is Racing HQ. Time to look at Doomben. We've got 20 minutes to do that with Michael Maxworthy. Glenn Munsey stayed with us as well to give us the TAB fixed odds markets. Let's go through the scratchings. It's a good four, the weather fine, and the penetrometer for that program is 5.41. Race 1, takeout number 9. Race 2, the scratchings are 2, 7 and 10. Race 3, takeout 2, 7, 10, 11 and 16. Race 4 is clear. Race 5 at Doomben, the scratchings are 1, 8, 10 and 13. Race 6, takeout 1 and 2. Race 7, 7 and 11. Race 8, 9 and 12. And race 9, the scratchings are 2, 5, 10, 11 and 16. Michael Maxworthy, good morning to you, Maxi.
Good morning to you, Andrew. You've given us all the details today. Buying a good four. Like betting at Doomben, it's a consistent surface. We've had heatwave conditions here in southeast Queensland pretty much for the last 3 weeks. Temperatures around about the mid-30s today. It's probably no different than what we've been having over the past 3 weeks, Andrew. So everything's right for us to go. All systems go here at Doomben today.
Righto, Glenn. Let's get through these. As I say, we finish at 10 o'clock. So the first race. Now, these are new race times too. The first race at Doomben now, Glenn, 1:25.
Yeah, and the preview on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Andrew, with Maxi and myself, will be at 12:30 this afternoon. So looking forward to chatting with you, Maxi, throughout the day. Let's have a look at the market on the first, which has Bold Endeavour at $18. J-Day Indy at $17. South of France, $6.50. Lady Lark, $2.90. Pinch Passion at $8. Felino Bell at $19. Who Am I, $81. All Girls Rock, $51. Hi My Girl is a scratching, and Ruby Redheart, a $2.40 favourite. They haven't missed this one, Maxi. It went up $7. Ruby Redheart for Johnny Zilke was $2.50 last night, opened at $2.40 this morning, and easily the best supported runner in the first. You know anything about it at all?
Yeah, know a fair bit about Ruby Redheart. I reckon the connections and Big John Zilke might have got set at those good odds when the first markets went up, Glenn, because since then he's taken to Twitter. Big John Zilke, the kind of guy that's backwards in coming forward. And he hasn't actually declared her on Twitter, but he's been saying things like, or he took a photo of this chestnut filly and the caption is, Doomben will never be the same, things like that. So, and then I think all the punters have been following him in. Now, looking at the horses that have raced here, and lucky they all have, with the exception of this filly, at this point, there doesn't look to be any stars amongst them. Some nice two-year-olds lining up, so I can see why there's been a big push for this filly by the sire Show Her Heart. Now, I understand she jumped out about a month ago and caught the attention of the locals there in Toowoomba. And then she had that official barrier trial the other day over the 9.25. Now, she beat a horse called Unique Magic pretty comfortably. The margin wasn't great, but you could see she was clearly going better than Unique Magic. Now, Unique Magic turned up last Wednesday at Eagle Farm and ran second, beaten a length behind a pretty talented youngster called Acceptile. And the third horse in Ruby Redheart's trial was Pure Luck, who's only had the one start and won the first two-year-old race in Queensland, the Pat O'Shea, back in October, and was flat out in the trial. Trial comparisons, in terms of the time, Ruby Redheart did a pretty cruisy in 56.6. I think two or three trials later, they had a solid open trial over the 9.25, and they went 3/10 faster, and a lot of those horses were pushed out to the wire. So when you look at the times, it all adds up. She can gallop, and I'm going to follow Big John Zilke in and go with number 10 here, Ruby Redheart. To beat three South of France, this fellow debuted 3 weeks ago and ran a really good second behind the Rockhampton Rocket in Paradis Imperial. Didn't have a lot of room in the home straight, just sat off the speed once clear, worked home quite well. I think the extra 200 metres is perfect for South of France, who's trained by David Van Dyke. Number 4, Lady Lark. She's got a good chance as well. I think she's genuine. She won her first start at Eagle Farm at the midweek. So 2-year-old filly's maiden, and people were saying, well, I don't think she beat a lot. But she then went to the Sunny Coast a fortnight ago on the Saturday meeting, and she ran third behind the very smart Snitzcraft, making ground in the home straight. So she's there with a chance. And then number 5, Pinch Passion. There's always been a rap on this 2-year-old by Denman. He started 3:30 at his first start back in October. Didn't show up. He was slowly away, 3 wide, no cover. Turned out for a spell. He returns today, probably better for that first preparation. But I'm with the money here. Number 10, Andrew, Ruby Redheart to win the first.
Okay, 10, 3, 4 and 5 in race 1. Race 2 now, Glenn, set to jump at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got Shoreham at 7, Badiga Negra out, no deduction. Yoho 7.50, Blue Lion 6. Arky, the big boy, looking for 5 wins in a row at $2.30 in favourite. Outrage 14, Sentimental Prince out, 12 cents to win nothing the place. Anaman 5.50, Frightening Bolt 6.50. Outstrip, out, no deduction. Only small interest, and I mean very, very small interest, is on the favourite, Arky.
All right, well, I believe he's going to have a spell after today. This horse is getting a really good following with punters because he's been favourite at his last couple. He's a big, imposing horse, and he's going for 5 on the trot. So why wouldn't he have a following? And I think he can go out and have a well-earned break throughout the next couple of months with another victory today, Arky. His form has been exemplary. He won at the Sunshine Coast at that Saturday meeting a fortnight ago. He was quickly into second, a length and a half off the leader. And they travelled along at a good gallop, so he was cutting the breeze. He took control, turning into the straight, skipped clear, and the race was never, ever in doubt. Now, he's up an extra 200 metres. I don't see that as a problem. He's drawn to be in the first 3 for fun. Barrier 3, he should lob into the right position without spending any money at all. I think he can make it 5 in a row. To beat number 6, Outrage. Now, he was in the first race at the Sunny Coast that day and only ran 5th behind Santelmo. I remember I had him 4th in the selections, but he looked so good in the yard, I promoted him to 2nd. Now, he enjoyed a lovely run over the 2200, but when push came to shove, he just couldn't get clear in the home straight. A couple whipped around him, and when he eventually balanced up and got clear, Outrage worked home quite well. I think he's at a good each-way price today. Number 9, Frightening Bolt. He was also in that Outraged race, the race Santelmo won. And Frightening Bolt returned the best sectionals. He gave them 6 length start halfway through the race. It was a dawdle, yet he almost got up. He only just missed out. So I think if the gallop is strong here, he can finish off well. And then I've got one of the leaders, number 4, Blue Lion, to hold on him. Maybe hang around and run 3rd or 4th. But keen on Arky, number 5, to win race 2.
5, 6, 9, and 4 in race 2. Race 3, the Cool Phase Plate. This one at 2:35 with these new times being set for Doomben. Glenn?
Yeah, we got Dylan's Luck here at $4.60. Mini Meld is out, no deduction. Shigaru Mahogany at 13. Tarzan at 5. Vision in Motion, 23. Wigglesworth, 13. I'm a Showman, out, no deduction. Royal Hootenanny, 19. You Say No Way at 18. Gregory, out, no deduction. Hidden Light, out, no deduction. We's Done at 7. Just Orm, 6. Lover Rose, 7. Hot Gossip is a $10 chance, and Dazette is a scratching. Once again, small interest only here. Best supported runner at this stage is Just Orm. At best, an $8 chance of the scratchings here. Mini Meld was a $12 chance. Hidden Light was $17. And the Emergency was a 50-1 chance. So you could say it's a genuine $8 to $6 chance. But once again, it's not huge.
All right, Glenn, so it's leaving us with 11 to compete here over the 1,050 metres. And I did a quick tally this morning, having a quick look at the speed map here. And of the 11 runners, I counted 8 horses like to race either in the lead or sit up in second. So the gallop should be strong here. And I think that's going to help Dylan's luck. Now, first up, he ran a terrific race over the 900 metres at the Gold Coast, getting back, finishing off strongly off a hot speed. I don't think there's any doubt he should have won. He copped a couple of nasty bumps in the home straight. He was only beaten a half a length. And then second up, he went to Eagle Farm over the 1,200 metres. He drew wide with 59. It was a dawdle for a 1,200-metre race. Horses worse than fifth had really no chance in it. So that was a forget run. Today, back to the 1,050, a guaranteed hot pace. I think he can sprint quickly in the straight and get the money, number one, Dylan's luck. To beat number 12, Wee's Done. Now, this mare really caught the eye at Ipswich the other day over the 1,000 metres. She used the lead, but she couldn't quite cross Izzy Command, who kicked up inside her, and she was happy enough to sit outside of Izzy Command, but she was very strong over the last 100 metres. And I think Jeff Lloyd's sticking with her. She's got a nice alley. Will probably sit third or fourth and be there to strike. That's where they've got to be at Doomben, right up there on the speed where Wee's Done is going to be. I think she's the danger to Dylan's luck because she's going to race ahead of him. And then I've got the four Tarzan. He was terrific first up this track and distance. The alley is awkward. And then number 13, Just Orm, the one that there's been bits and pieces of money for on tab. One to swamp them to be 12, 4 and 13.
Race number 4, this one now at 10 past 3. Glenn?
Yeah, a pretty handy 3-year-old handicap here with Ringo's a Rockstar for Whopper Stevens there, a $4 chance. Mashani Sleuth at 14, Two Shoes at 13. Andras is the favourite at $2 or even money. Miss Kinderland at $34, Up the Tempo $9.50. Collywobble 81, Don't Doubt the Wife, and surely you would respect that, at $8.50. Sonador Fire 41, Stylian 51, Perilous Love 26, and Royal Adams a $71 chance. Only horse they've shown interest in here is Andras, did go up as much as $2.60, was $2.25 last night, reopened an even money chance this morning.
Yeah, gee, she was good last start at the Sunny Coast. Just a comment on Ringo's a rock star. I haven't got him in the top four now. I love Ringo's. Look at his form. He's a beauty. Only a little fella, hard as big as himself. But look, I've got to go against him today. Last Saturday in the last race, he ran a great second behind Oink. That was over 1,200. So he's backing up 7 days from the 1,200 last week to the 1,650 here. He's drawn an awkward alley here at Doomben over the 1,600 metres. So I'm just going to leave him alone today, Ringo's a rock star, and go with number 4, Andras. Gee, you rarely see them win a moderate maiden on a Friday afternoon against your own sex, like it was a 3-year-old fillies race. She won it by length and a quarter. Nothing special about the win, but Toby Edmonds knew because he threw her in the deep end against open 3-year-olds. They backed her heavily. She drew a wide gate. That didn't matter. She was ridden aggressively by Jeff Lloyd. Took the lead shortly after, well, prior to the home bend, in fact, kicked clear and won convincingly. She's obviously a good filly. And straight after the race, Toby was talking about the Oaks with Andras. So you've got to give her the nod here, number 4. To beat number 6 up a tempo, I like this filly. Her first up run was very good, went third behind Rare Occurrence. That day she gave them 6-length starts. She went back to last and clearly she's returned the best final sectionals. She's second up here. She's a mile winner at Eagle Farm. A few of these are on trial at the trip, but Up the Tempo will run it. Number 2, Mashani Sleuth. No luck last start. Probably should have won. Just a little bit of an awkward alley, but he's going well. And then number 3, Two Shoes, are stepping up to the mile. Looks to get a lovely run just behind the pace from the inside gate. 4, Andras to beat 6, 2 and 3.
Race 5 at Doomben's over the 1350 and jumps at 3.45.
Yeah, Craig Lee Decken out, 2 cents a win and 3 cents a place, came out yesterday. Spur Lejeune 19, Have a Say favourite, $2.20. Motion Granted 6.50, Heartbreak Harry 9. No More Mistakes at 14. Salento 23. Always Sacred came out this morning, 6 against the wind, nothing the place. Jetsonic 7, Stonecast out, no deduction. Real Ego 11, I'm Alone 750, Spiral is a scratching no deduction. Well-supported favourite here in the shape of Havasay. Went up as high as 380 on Wednesday. That was with Craigley Deccan in the race as a $17 chance. Always Sacred, 550. Stonecast, 41. And Spiral at 17. It was into a $3 chance last night. And then this morning, open 220 remains at that price.
Yeah, I think he's the best bet of the day. He's not straightforward, have a say. That's the problem with him. He's only won 2 of 17 with 8 placings, but he's his own worst enemy. If the gallop isn't strong, he can get his head up in the air. He points his nose to the sky and he's very difficult to ride. I think it was Dwayne Dunn at the Coast suggested they maybe put a tongue tie on him just to take his mind off things a little bit. I'm hoping the gallop is strong here. If it is, I think he'll be too good for them, have a say. If you have a look at his form, second to Brooklyn Storm, and then he just got too far out of his ground in a similar race to this at Doomben back on Christmas Eve when he ran fourth behind Siegfried last. Great sectionals, charging down the outside. Then he went to Magic Millions Day and ran sixth behind Madotti, only beaten a length and a quarter. Again, he had his head up halfway through the race, checking off heels 700 metres out, but he finished off well. This is considerably easier. I think pound for pound, have a say, is the best horse in this race. Looking for the speed, a bit of it's been taken out with the scratching of Stonecraft. I think No More Mistakes will go forward. The others, Real Ego. I think Real Ego, from an outside alley with no weight, is likely to press on here. So we should get a little bit of pace. But keen on 3, have a say, to beat the 11, Real Ego. No weight on his back. If have a say starts to do some silly things, Real Ego can give a good kick and be hard to catch. Then I've got Motion Granted, is racing in great form and can race handy to the speed, where I like them at Doomben. And then number 12, I'm Alone, who's been in terrific form. But all being equal, the three should win, have a say.
3, 11, 4 and 12. Time's just starting to get away here on us. Let's move to race 6 at 4:25, Glenn.
Yeah, I'll drop off and just put those under $21, Andrew. Okay, we got the top two out. Star of Night, no deduction. Queen Tara, 14 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Don't Tell Mama, favourite, 290. Passion Flower, 6. Magazine Miss, 750. Go down to number 8, Kim Noir, at 10. Number 9, Windy Sands, at 10. Number 12, Red Chandelier, at 13. Number 14, Peking Road, is a $12 chance. I'm looking at the investments here, fairly quiet. Best supported runner is actually Red Chandelier. This went up $41 for Darlene Giray. Came into as short as 11, opened 13 this morning.
Yeah, I'm with the 12 here at the $13, Red Chandelier. Don't know where she's going to end up. She doesn't have any natural speed from the gate. She's drawn out a little bit, but they do have a good run down the back, 1350 metres. I was really taken with her first up win in Toowoomba, beating Manhattan Muse, storming home down the outside. Action looked good, and I think she can step it up to Fillies and Mares No Met Win Company, number 12. Red Chandelier, to beat number 3, Don't Tell Mama. Now, she's going to be the one that's going to lob into a nice position here. Bolted in first up, then with a second, grabbed in the last stride of the sunny coast by Red Letter Day with Emma Young's claim, 54.5. She is going to be hard to catch. 14, Peking Road. She stepped it up last start in good solid 3-year-old company to run a place. And then I've got the 6, Roxy Rhythm. Barrier 3. I'm just hoping they use that good draw with Roxy Rhythm and have her up there on the speed. Just guessing a little bit. I think luck will play a big part in the outcome here, but I'm with the 12, Red Chandelier, at the $13 to be 3, 14 and 6.
Luke Tarrant takes the ride there on your top fancy at $13. Race 7 at 5:05.
Yeah, we'll start with number 2 here, You Know Best, at $6. Down to number 4, Legal Procedure, at $6. Number 5, Voltaire Lumiere, at 10. Number 6, Marksfield, is a $7 chance. Worthy Hero out, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place, a deduction there. Go down to Hellerosity, is the favourite at $3, TOB number 9. Nushwanstein's out, no deduction. Poncherello, number 12, is a $9.50 chance. Absolutely no interest so far in race 7.
All right, if Hellerosity had drawn in a little bit closer, I think punters would have been a little bit more keen on him. I was in Toowoomba 2 weeks ago and saw him win there. He presented absolutely beautifully and he raced up to it, racing away by 2.5 lengths. He's a bit like that horse we were talking about earlier, have a say. He's not straightforward, this guy. This guy wants to lay in his races. The alley's a little bit awkward, but I can see speed here. Court Clown, definitely You Know Best, and Faster Than Light from Barrier 1 might kick up and ensure the gallop is strong. If it is, Heterosity might be able to park in behind them. And if he can get into that spot, I think he can dash quickly in the home straight and get up. I think he's flying Heterosity. Number 9, Debate 4, Legal Procedure, down from Rockhampton. Last time he was in southeast Queensland, he had a couple of starts. They were good, not beaten far. He's coming off a good win. He's drawn nicely to sit up in the first half dozen. 2, You Know Best, to hold on and run a place with the claim. And then number 5, Voltaire Lumiere, who's on a hat-trick. But 9, Heterosity, to beat 4, 2 and 5.
Couple of minutes to do the last two races here. Race 8 at 5:45.
Yeah, the Toppy Jopar 14, Flamboyer $4.80. Down to number 5, Mert the Flirt at $3.60. Number 7, Binalong Road at 11. Banda Spice at $8.50. Daffin Alf is out no deduction. Siegfried, the 10, is a $4 chance. My Little Flicker at 10. Denarius out, came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place to deduction there. Small interest only here on the Melbourne visitor, Mert the Flirt.
I like him. He's having his third start here in southeast Queensland. Ranked third at the Gold Coast behind Target Inside. Good effort, shot clear, caught late. And then ran fourth at the Sunny Coast in a BM85 under 60 kilos. Barrier 9 on that occasion. He was exposed. I thought his effort was terrific. He drops 5.5 kilos today and gets top local rider Glenn Collis. So 5, Mert the Flirt. To beat number 7, Binalong Road. Now he comes out of the Sir Moment Sunny Coast Cup. Only ran 11th, but the video watchers are all over him. It was a terrific run. The 8 Banda Spice was also in that race behind Sir Moment. She did a terrific job to check in 5th. And then number 10, Siegfried, who's 3rd up today, looks to map beautifully. 5, 7, 8 and 10.
And the last, Glenn, at 20 past 6.
Yeah, we got suspense here at $4.40. Siegfried out, no deduction. Oberland, favourite. No, sorry, not favourite. Second favourite, I should say, at $3.90. Down to Banda Spice, out, no deduction. Number 8, Fiery Heights, is the $3.40 favourite. The deduction for Sorority Sister is 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. No deduction, Madame Manu. She is what she is. The 12 is a $6 chance. Igneous, the 14, is a $14 chance. And no deduction for I'm Alone. No interest in race 9.
All right, then. I'm pretty keen on the chances at number 8 here, Fiery Heights. Now, his effort last start, if you look at it, was only plain. Particularly the last 100 metres, he dropped off a little bit when he ran fourth behind Sky Limits. But lots of excuses. They decided to ride him with a sit. He had barrier 10, and it just didn't work out. He was obliged to race wide. Looked challenging, turning into the straight, and then he started to peter out. But that was a month to that race, so he might have felt the pinch a little bit towards the M. He's now had that run. Today he's drawn beautifully. He'll race in the first 3 and give a really good kick. And he does meet the Sydney side of